Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it's April 26th, and we have so much going on for tonight. And that was Phil Collins Against All Odds. That is a very decent in this song, Against All Odds, really, but it's not really Against All Odds that they will be back together because, you know, that stupid, fan club makes me want to kill them. And I'm bringing on my co-host, Terry, and then we are really going to start the show really fun.
Hello?
Hey, you.
What was that laugh you just made?
It was funny because, you know, I've been kind of pent up with anger all day over something, and you know about it, and...
Yeah,
Dad kind of knows about it.
I responded to a long time ago, a couple months ago, I responded to a YouTube video about the smackdown between Liz and Jason, and I, you know, wrote, you know, the comment that Liz and Jason, you know, they'll win, you know, before we knew who won and everything, and I said, I wrote a big comment on it, and somebody responded back to me, it's a Tank fan, responded back to me saying, no, or something, and I forgot exactly what that person said, so I responded back again, and hitting back, you know, so we're going to keep doing this until nobody gets anywhere.
Well, like I told you today, JCM fans cannot debate us because they were in diapers when, you know, we have a couple. And, oh, guess people, if you come out, if you go back and sign in with a real name, you can actually talk to us.
Yeah, but you know what? I have a hard time signing in. Like right now, I keep signing in and it's not letting me sign in.
It's possessed. No.
And every time I do this, it's doing this to me. What is wrong?
Really? Well,
yeah.
It's blocked.
I had to do it.
Like, it's block talk. So, you know, you guys, for months I've tried to be nice. For months I haven't really wanted this, you know, role with the Zaytsemers, but when they go, Dad signed them through Facebook.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'm going to do that right now.
Well,
how do you
yes.
Signing through Facebook will automatically put you into the blog talk, or what?
Yeah, because, you know, the blog talk thing has a thing about Facebook and Twitter on it, I believe.
Okay, connect. Now, does it have, is anybody in chat having the same kind of problems as I do? You have to, like, log in, like, 10 times before you could get into blog talk.
Well, blog talk is crazy.
Register. I got to register it.
Okay. Oh, the number to call us is 347-850-8721. Dad said, I was pissed today what they were saying to me over a stupid picture of Steve. Okay, Dad, what was that picture? I mean, why was everyone so in your face? Because you know what? They had no freaking right to be in your face. So, what, you know, what were they doing? Because I wanted this Mac a couple down. Oh, business on the line. Yay! Hello.
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 Well, did you, okay, but have you heard what happened this weekend?
No, I didn't. I heard Spam Manila Okemo got drunk at Stagecoach.
Okay, good. You, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's real mature. I mean, you know, send the girl to represent your soap and see what happens.
Well, yeah, okay, so you did hear about that, okay, because...
Yeah, I heard about her stopping by a convenience store to get alcohol or something, and she was drinking open container at Stagecoach or something like that.
Oh, and, you know, because I looked on some of the pictures of On Entertainment Tonight, and Steve and Kelly were not sitting at the same booth.
No, he was sitting by the actress that plays Nora.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine by me. He can stay as far away from her as possible. I'm sure he don't want to be anywhere near her.
You know, and, you know, I just, because all these rumors came in Friday night, and I really wanted to say something on the Liaison Radio, but you have to be positive there 24 hours a day. And so I could not wait to come on here on Monday and say it because it's like, okay, and I was thinking, I bet she won't even get into any trouble for this. You know, I mean, I don't get why she's not getting in trouble because if it was a normal booking boss thing, if you got drunk at an event, wouldn't you get fired?
Well, and that's not saying nothing's happening back. They just got done. This is Monday, so anything could happen.
Okay, well, I'm bringing Celine.
Did she do this on Friday night or Saturday night? Because Steve left.
Friday night.
Yeah, because Steve was gone Saturday. He only did one day.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, girls. How you doing?
Good.
That's good.
Karen, you're still here, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to log in, and I'm having a hard time.
Hi, Tara.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I had an experience today with the Detanker fan through YouTube. I was trying to kind of explain it today, you know, just a little while ago. Today. I responded to that, SmackDown from a video that somebody made, and I explained to them that Liaison All the Way need to be together, and then I explained why would Jason want to, you know, be with somebody who watched his child get kidnapped and threaten his kids or his child or whatever, and, you know, and everything. And then they responded back to me saying, maybe because Jason loves Sam or something. And it was so funny. I had to respond back saying, you know, why is it he was willing to die for her, you know, at the black and white ball? If that's not love, then what is or whatever? And then they responded back to me saying, oh, well, he never loved her. It was all about Jake or something. I'm like, that had nothing to do with what I was asking, you know? That was so funny. I'm about to go on there and say, well, if you want to debate this, please come to our show or something.
Yeah, do it, please, because...
They put... The first one that I wrote, I forgot exactly, but they said, maybe because Jason loves Sam, and then I go, excuse me, but Jason was willing to die for Liz at the black and white bond, not just because she is the mother of his child, because he loves her. He was willing to die for love. Was there not a Will You Die for Love promo for that week?
Yep.
Something, you know? They don't even know how to debate right, do they?
That's all right. I made a comment on one of the videos about when she went over with him to check on Michael. What was her point of being there in the first place? Piper quit. And
yep.
And I said, isn't she a freaking PI? Why does she have to? She acts like she's a dog in heat. She can't stay away from Jason. And I had a response from a Jace tanker. She's helping him. I said, helping him. How is she helping him? He's a mob enforcer. She had no business being there. Doesn't she have a freaking job?
Yeah, and then Dallas in the room. We also had you who on the SmackDown today with people. They were not being nice to Dallas at all, which was, you know, making me mad because she did not do anything wrong. And then there was this picture of Steve White, Dallas. What happened? Type it in. So, I mean, it's like, oh, and then... Terry told me about this, so I responded, and I said, wait, Jason did not love Liz okay, the way they look at each other, you know, the feelings in their eyes, you know, all Jason and Sam have is, you know, all they do is bang each other. I'm sorry, but that is the truth, and that's what I said to. You know, in response to when Terry, you know, phoned me this, I'm like, I'm going to respond. So that's what I did.
Well, my first one was what he was responding to was, that first one from a long time ago, then I responded back saying, what Sam and Jason have is not love. Jason was willing to die for Liz a few years ago at the Black and White Ball. Now, if that is not love, then what is? And they totally went away. That person responded back totally away from what I was trying to get at. They put, she's the mother of his child. What do you expect? He wanted his child to have a good life. That's the only reason they were together. So, no, it wasn't love for Liz. It was love for Jake. That had nothing to do with my post. You know what I mean? I was talking about my bomb.
Well,
it was a completely different thing. So.
Yeah, Dallas goes, I have a picture of Steve in his suitless, and they were saying, I stole the picture from someone. And Dallas goes, I got it from his own website. So
people got to realize his pictures are all over the freaking internet. Give me a flip and break. Everybody can take them from anywhere.
Yep.
And
they need to grow up and get a clue because.
Well, apparently there's still the same old arguments going on. I'm so glad I don't even bother to get involved with these people because just listening to you guys talk.
I know.
Well, look at the poor pictures on Facebook. They write on Becky's picture. I mean, that is pathetic. I want to die. On Facebook, they have GH has a Facebook account, and all the characters' pictures are on there. Well, you can make comments on Facebook about their pictures.
Okay.
You got fans telling her they hate her, they want her to die. I mean, evil crap.
Well,
I mean, it's bad. You
about
know, they can't separate the character from the person.
I know. You know, that's the
are
sad part.
Very
about that.
Cruel on there.
Mm-hmm. You know, a few years back when you know Jason and Liz, you know, got together and whatnot, and the fans were all pissed because he and Sam had broken up, and I had read where the fans they were sending Becky death threats in the email, and Steve was totally pissed. And he said, do not send any of her mail to her. Send it to me. And I guess he was, you know, going over the mail, you know, which mail to give her and whatnot. But, you know, some of these people are really over the moon. And that's just not soap opera fans. Some fans, like I said, it comes from the word fanatical. And some of these are real freaking nut jobs. I mean, come on. There's Becky and there's Liz, you know.
I know.
Please, don't confuse the two.
Well, and the thing is, I'm sorry to tell these people, they blame Liz's character for breaking up them. I'm sorry, but Spam's the one who started all this crap with her sleeping with Rick. So they need to get their history back straight. Because
and if
it
you
ain't
want to
Liz's
go further back
fault.
Than that,
exactly.
It all comes down to the writing.
Exactly.
Basically, what the writers write for them. They just acted out. I mean, you know, they don't have, well, except for Kelly. Kelly, I don't know, she seems to get a lot of stuff going here where the other
I know, and it's
don't.
Like I was telling Carly
but,
today.
I don't quite get that, but moving right
it wasn't
along.
Us that started this war.
No.
I mean, we were fine back in the day with Courtney and Jason. We weren't really, a sound-based war. It wasn't only until 06 that it really became under fire or something, I think. They started it, I don't know who started it first or whatever, but it really came, you know, back in 06. That's what my take on it. I don't know, maybe it was sooner, but I only really heard of this, you know, in 06, these fan-based wars, and I think Jason and Sam fans and the liaison fans kind of created the fan-based wars, kind of, you know?
Well, I'm sure there are some Nutsy fans on both, you know, coming out of both fan bases, both Sam.
Yeah,
and
well, I know there
Sam
is, but it's sad that we're all both together within those few little oddball fans, even the liaison fans. You know, I mean,
oh yeah, you find
they
some
be crazy too, and I
left out. Yeah,
and so once one goes crazy, then the whole fan base is kind of like tagged too. You know. Just like when you're in school, when one kid gets in trouble, the whole class gets in trouble, you know?
I'm so disgusted ghost for a moment, but Days and Y&O has me like this dazed and confused on both soaps by now. Both
they
soaps
are so funny. Both of them are. I was up there cracking up today because each soap had the oops moment. Now, on Y and Ara, when, Jonna started the fire to bring, I said, what an asshole. I said, doesn't she think that maybe the people inside her captors will
see
that?
Smoke?
that was so asinine. I said, who writes this dumb shit? And then on Y and Ara, I mean, not on Y&R, on Days, then you have Chloe and Philip finding out that, you know, that their partners didn't sleep with each other, so that was an oops moment.
The oops moment, or maybe I'm just really dazed and confused here with this Hope thing.
Is the one attacking the guys.
Okay,
all
my question.
Those things in the box are their driver's license and their wallet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, but my question is, when Hope is doing this, does she know she's actually attacking, like, Eze, Abe, Justin, does she? Because it's almost like a look-like. She didn't even know this guy. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think she's doing that because she has a thing against men right now. She seems to be hating all men, and apparently this is her alter ego, or she's a schizoid, one or the other. Because the only thing she does, she conks him on the head and she takes the wallet. You know, now she was going to kill, or she threatened to kill EJ. I don't think she would have killed EJ. I don't know. And then you have this Dr. Dead coming back. I mean, when did they bring him to life? And I'm still waiting explanation. Why isn't this man dead? You know, I mean.
Oh, and we saw him die.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, we
but
really,
that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
Well,
I know, but
they
bring them all back to life, you know.
Well,
but,
yeah,
but,
and
know.
And, you know, I'm not judging people, really, I'm not, but I'm not liking this wheel. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being moved.
Yeah, he's a little different. You know. Well, you know, now the wheel that I remember had crazy hair, and he was sort of strange looking. I wasn't too fond of him. But then the last wheel wasn't too bad. He wasn't too bad. I mean, this one, I don't know. How many wills have there been, anyway?
Okay, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Five?
This is like five or six.
Yeah, five or six wills.
Okay. Oh, and then, I just watched the Fridays. I haven't watched today's. But when Victor walked into the album and he said, I killed my son.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, what?
Mr. Mumbles. That makes me sad.
Well, I know, but I'm like, I literally could not speak for like a minute. And that, for me, that is like a test. But, yeah, I'm like, what? I'm like, you know, because for a moment they were blaming Victoria, and then they were blaming Nick, and now Victor confessed. I still think Patty was the one that did.
I think it is too.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. Hold on. I have another call. Okay.
Okay.
we just got put on hold.
I know. Carrie, are you here?
Yeah, I really haven't been listening. I've been kind of like surfing the net while I'm talking to you on the phone too.
Carrie.
What?
Come back to Earth.
I'm here. I'm kind of throwing my freaking Glee click right now.
Okay, you know what? Okay. I love you. You know I do. But, okay, you been on this Glee kick?
I'm actually trying to
hello?
See if I can get any.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh. Why am I on my Glee click? Why can't I get off of it? What's wrong with me?
Does anyone else want to take that? Because I'm
like,
I am her very best friend. If
I was even in my class tonight. I was even in my what you call it, my little group thing tonight. You know our groups, because almost every time we meet, we have to get in our little groups, and we were doing a little questionnaire for a group, and I go, I don't mean to change the subject, but does anybody like watching Glee?
Oh, God, here
and
we go
like,
on the Glee bus
like,
again.
Haven't heard of Glee?
Yes, she is.
And I go, because I've been on the Glee click lately, you know, and I haven't been telling him what time I go to bed because of my Glee click, but, yeah, I got to get off. I'm so sorry. I think maybe when all the last seven episodes air, I think I'll be good for the summer.
You know what made me gag today?
What?
David and Greenlee sleeping together.
I saw that when
mouth.
I was changing the channel. I figured that was going to happen.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a gag. That is a gag me.
Oh,
I
got
it.
Oh, my God.
Gag me.
Oh, Biz, I watched, I rewatched when Palmer died. I really wish I didn't do that because, again, I mean, even though I saw once all the way through, I cried the second time. This is terrible. I don't know why. Not that I did not like Palmer, you guys out there or whatever, but it wasn't like he was my favorite character. But then I was like, fine. I don't know why I was crying, but I was like, really, really crying. So, you know, and then when I got the soap opera weekly magazine on Friday or Saturday, on the Days of Our Life preview, they said Alice Houghton's health gets worsened. I mean, they don't say in their oh, she died, even though, you know. And then I started crying with that. I'm like, okay, you know, no one old in the soap area cannot die for a while because the whole Palmer thing made me cry. I liked him, but I didn't love him, so it was weird. And then Adam left, and Adam, it was a fitting way. I thought maybe someone can tell me. I thought it was a good way to make him leave. I mean, he could come back if he wants to. And well, what did you guys think about the whole?
Yeah, it was real quick. I mean, it
yeah,
was,
sure.
Yeah,
well,
it was
I thought
very
they were
quick.
Give him a. Yeah, I thought he was going to get him a better send off than that. I mean, after all these years, I said, you see, that's why ABC soap sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, the man is an icon. And that's it. He and Brooke. I mean, she only
just walk out the door.
Walk out the door. I mean, but it was so dumb. I mean, it wasn't even romantic.
And,
it was
and what was the whole purpose of JR screwing Annie? I mean,
that
was
that was the whole
thing
purpose.
I was
so
ask.
He could
I
walk
mean,
in.
I mean,
so
that was just.
Well, he did it so Palmer.
But now
so Adam would have a reason to walk away from his marriage, okay? So he wouldn't feel guilty, I guess. Well, she slept with my son, you know. I mean, he didn't say goodbye to anybody. I mean, it was
well, no,
awful.
Wait, he said goodbye to Kobe, didn't he, I thought?
Yeah, Kobe, yeah, she was at the airport. That's about it, but that was it.
I mean, he didn't even say goodbye. Well, he kind of sort of did to Erica when he was looking for Brooke.
Yeah.
The people that he's been with for years.
Been close with, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
They just didn't do him justice.
Right.
I was pretty disappointed.
I said, what a disappointment, man. I said, well, that's ABC.
Well, you know what? It kind of reminded me when Zahn and Marlena left. It was in passing came on days. It was now you see them, now you don't. Remember that? I mean, one
who's
day
that?
On Days of a Life.
John and Marlena.
And passing came
on. Oh, Patrick Kayla, too. They just kind of just disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, they had
John
no
and Marlena. Oh, God. I hated that couple. I mean, I didn't really watch the show all the time, but he was the worst. Oh, my God. And then there was some talk about him coming to GH. I said, oh, please, if there is a Lord above, don't let that man come to our
soap. Oh, okay.
Our soap
because...
is bad enough. Please.
Okay. No, I guess I always liked Zahna Marlena. And, you know, I mean, I like to battle with Zahna than I did with the woman. I mean... Not the first woman, but the second woman. I thought Zahn and Marlena were better suited for each other than woman and Marlena.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I don't get about them. Marlena and I even coming back for the service because they live next door to the Houghtons. But I guess when they fired those two, it was a really, 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 really bad firing.
Mm-hmm. Because didn't they fire him? I was reading first he was fired. And then the actress, what is her name? The one who played
Deidre Hall?
Yeah, like Deidre Hall. I heard she was pissed.
The fans brought Draco Gibson back.
Yeah.
For 9 months, and then they both got fired.
Mhm. Oh,
wow. So they got fired because of economic reasons, and then about 3 days later they get like 5 or 6 new cast people.
From like passes, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, that's like, I've said this over and over again, but I don't need to see a Passions review on this show. Mm. I mean, it's like with this Ariana and Brady thing. I think they're trying to recreate the Teresa and Ethan days.
Mm.
And I can't get into them. I get maybe because I'm a big Brady Nicole fan now, you know, but I can't.
Yeah, I don't like them either, Terry. I'm not into Ariana and Brady. I like he and Nicole, and we all know Nicole is a biatch, but she's a lovable biatch.
Yes,
I love
yeah.
her character. She's done some stuff, but she owns her stuff. I mean, you know,
I was never a Brady and Nicole fan a long time ago because I was a Chloe and Brady fan, but I don't know why. I guess I've been watching them on YouTube, Brady and Nicole, you know, like when she lost the baby and everything, and
mm-hmm.
the way he was with her, and so I saw the chemistry between him and maybe it's the actor. Even though
mm-hmm.
she was married to the other, even though she's married to the other Brady in real life, I still didn't see the chemistry that they had, but now I just see the chemistry is amazing, but I'm still kind of on the fence if they were to put EJ and Nicole back together, because I'm still an EJ and Nicole fan, so you know that'd be kind of hard for me to decide which one I want more, you know.
Yeah, EJ. Yeah.
But I think I'd probably pick Brady because Brady knows how to take care of a woman, you know. EJ doesn't know how to take care of even Sammy.
No, and you know, and Sammy.
How many of you think that Chloe's going to be pregnant after
you
step
know
with,
what?
Not
Bridget,
that
I
too.
Was thinking the same thing. I said, now yeah. this time she's trying to have
thing since her
right.
and they she's slept together.
Get pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yep, I felt that too. I said,
oh, yeah, me
go.
Too.
Here we go. Here we go. It's
same
the same old, this, same old. Different channel.
Both are beautiful right now. They're doing something like that when Bridget, because she couldn't. She like. Okay. She has a hard. See, I guess Bridget, I guess she can carry it, but she's got a, it'll be risky pregnancy for if she gets pregnant, right, Carly, if she were to get pregnant?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess Nick and, you know, Nick was trying to do the surrogate thing, and that didn't turn out good. Now she goes to sleep with Owen because she's
uh-huh.
so upset of the loss of the baby, you know, and all the lies that she was, that they were, that Nick and Agnes didn't tell her the truth, and so she couldn't take that anymore, and so she found comfort with Owen, of course, and they had sex, and now she's pregnant, but she had sex, too, like a day later with Nick, so we'll see. It's going to be like a Lucky and Jason thing, huh?
I did not want to tell you this all day because you've been in a really good mood, but maybe this might get you off your glory kick.
What?
I was in spoilers, and it's looking like the baby is Owen's.
Oh, crap. Really? Oh, my gosh. I thought it would go Nick's way because
of I know. That's what everyone's ticked off about.
They lost 2 babies already. Now they're going to have to not, they're going to make this baby, damn it. just when you want the baby to be somebody else's, I gotta go do that. If you said it's a rumor or there's a spoiler that it's gonna be.
Yeah, it's just rumor, spoiler, slash, you know.
Gosh. should never have told me. I would have liked that. This that much.
Okay, and if I didn't tell you, what would you have said in a couple of months? See? You would have said, why didn't you tell me? So, you know what?
Is it because of more story for Owen? I don't know. I mean,
well, because I don't know, but Zaki is not going to...
Well, maybe Owen's because Jackie and McGarty have kids, so I don't know.
I don't know. I just find NBA.
A baby. Maybe that's why they're doing it. Well, that could change, though, right?
Yeah, I know.
So.
What's with Kelly and some picture at Stagecoach?
Oh, well, I know. Okay, I know. I know this is really mean. I mean, you guys, but there's this picture floating around on the internet of Kelly drunk at Stagecoach.
She was drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, Mom, my God. Oh, God, you didn't call in right away, did you?
No, I don't think she did.
Oh, my.
You know, that girl got issues. You know,
she's got more,
I don't
yeah.
see why they don't fire her ass from
Tucson.
I mean,
too, so.
Huh?
She was dressed like a Tucson hooker too. So.
Well, I mean, that's her. That's how she is. But
didn't you tell me, Cole, that she also wasn't like that? She didn't like the way that they were taking Jason and Sam too.
Oh yeah, she was complaining about her storyline.
Oh really?
And she said she liked acting with the Davis girls rather than Jace Spam.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
and then see.
Maybe she's going to get her wish, you know?
Well, maybe she'll go to Brian Franz and you know, and talk to him about changing her again.
You know what? I'm so tired of people, these actors complaining. I mean, shit. I mean,
he should be complaining, but see, but he doesn't. He just...
He just holds
the line.
He's being the ultimate professional and just doing his job,
right.
I guess. And
right. I'm sure no one likes. I'm sure Becky doesn't like hers either. But hey, you know, a whole lot of people don't like their jobs. But you got to do what you got to do. You know.
I know. Yeah.
So.
Well,
I just thought.
You go there and you're really a booking. You're not there for entertainment, and then you go get drunk.
Mm. Wow, she was really drunk.
Wow. Yeah, before the event, see one, two,
well,
one.
Where did she get alcohol from? Did she bring her own? I'm sure they weren't serving alcohol at Stagecoach, so.
Oh, I'm sure they were. Cause it's
oh,
a
really?
They serve alcohol at those things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but someone
is it like a beer? You mean like beer? Or really? I mean, or harder stuff than beer?
Well, I heard she stopped by a convenience store to get alcohol, and then she had an open container at Stagecoach. So who knows?
Oh, wow.
What she's doing.
But the bottom line, she was drunk.
She was drinking.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, well.
Some people, I don't know.
Oh, you guys, I heard from Talia. And, see, he was going to call in tonight. And, you know, and she said if she doesn't call in tonight, she will call in on Wednesday.
How is she feeling?
She said she would explain all of that when she called in.
Oh, okay.
So, and, you know, I'm like, because all I said on the Facebook is, I just said we missed you, and I hope she comes back soon and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Daz. Yeah, I haven't seen pictures either. Yeah, well, I know you guys. I just thought, you know, there would be, you know, I put one of the pictures going around, and last night I went on Entertainment Tonight's site, and they had a couple, but Steve and Kelly were not working at the same booth.
That's good.
Well, we didn't think that was going to be that way anyway, you know.
I hate
have him. There's no love lost, you know.
No.
He does what he, like I said, he is a professional, and he does what he has to do, and then after they're finished, see ya.
There is so much story that they could write for Jason and Liz. I just don't get it anymore.
I know. I don't try to get it.
Frustrating. It's to the point where I just want to. I feel like
just
not
watch
watching it completely again.
I just don't watch it.
Jason and Courtney were together, I stopped watching General Hospital for at least a couple of years, for a few years. I mean, I would go on to I was watching Guiding Light or some other soap opera.
Right. That's the same as Dietary.
I just kept going back to the canvas when that was the only message that I found. I kept tuning, going back to that after a while, like not every day, but every so often I would go to find out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whatever, nothing was happening. So I just would let it go for like 6 months and go back to going onto the board again. And so it didn't bother me. Back in those times, General Hospital was really good too.
Well, they had other storylines. Even if your couple, they had other good. There was good writing,
Yeah, but I was like I said, I was watching some other storyline, another soap. So, nothing that I wanted to happen on General Hospital was happening, like Jason and Liz, and then, bam, in 2006, we got that our dream.
Well, that's when I tuned in, because other than that, with GH, it was a hit and miss. I didn't really watch it over the decades, and I used to tune in now and then, but never a steady follower of the show. Like I said, I really wasn't into Steve Burton until 2006, I mean, I always thought he was a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
But when I saw that scene at the, the Night of Passion, I said, wow. So that's what drew me in, and I hear fans talking, we've been waiting 10, well, I haven't been waiting that long. I've been waiting, 4 years now?
It
feels like 10 years.
I was actually in Australia when that was happening. I was in Australia, that was the summer of 2006, right? Yeah, I think I was in Australia when that actually was happening.
Oh, really?
I remember coming, now that I think about it, my memory is kind of like, the older that I get, I don't even remember if I tuned into it completely after I got back from Australia. I think I was still on another soap at that time.
You're just really, really, really looking forward to Saturday.
No, I'm not looking forward to Saturday. I don't know what Saturday is. I just soon bypass Saturday if I could.
What's happening Saturday?
No, it's my birthday's on Saturday, and I don't want...
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you, and I just don't... I don't want it to come, because I'm getting...
Why?
Oh, gosh, Terry, it's not that bad. I'll be 40 in August. It's nothing.
You just treat
every day like it's the...
Every day is a blessing. I'm older than all of y'all, and I feel like I'm blessed.
To be honest, what it is, I think it's because I don't have any kids to show for my age, or I don't have a guy.
Oh, come on, but now you must do.
Show your age? What does that got to do with anything?
I don't know. I guess because all my friends, most of my friends anyway, have, kids right now.
Dragon Lady 706, a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. I know.
You're going to kill me tonight. I know it. I'm just.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to kill you. No, I guess what it is, I guess it's just that most of my friends, are either married, have kids, or they have kids and they're not married. But I mean, most of them are married and have kids, and I guess I'm just like having some kind of one of those things in my life.
Okay, I can understand that, but it's just not your time. And when it's,
back in 2007, I was kind of a bit depressed. Back in 2007, my mom took me out to dinner, and she's like, what's wrong with you, Terry? And I'm like, what's wrong? I go, I think, Mom, it's maybe everybody that I know, my friends have kids and babies, and children that my mom's like, Terry, you're not missing out on anything.
You're not.
Yeah,
No,
How old are you going to be, Terry?
I'm going to be 37.
I'll tell you one thing, being a school bus driver, it's great birth control.
There you go.
I am not shitting
well,
you. I have seen children through the years, 15 years of driving a bus. Oh,
I actually don't. But when I tell people my age at work, they're like, "You're kidding me, really?" I'm like, they think I'm like 27 or something.
And
like,
you can, and you can still have kids. Look, I told you, my daughter had her second child at 40.
Well,
really?
Yeah, my sister, you know, had her first one when she was 36.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandma had her last one at like 45. She had 11 kids though, but she had her last one at like 45 or 46.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I told my mom once when she asked me when I was going to get married and have kids, I said, well, if I don't get married by the time I'm 40, I'm going to a sperm bank.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I thought she was going to pass out right there. And she had to ask me.
I think we should ask.
That's right. They're all sperm banks.
Yeah.
The safe Manhattan.
No, bust, wham, bam, you're done.
Exactly.
To deal with all the other crap that comes along with it.
I did tell my friends, I go, well, if I don't have one, if I don't have any kids by the time I'm, well, that was a few years ago, by the time I'm 45, I'll just go adopt a child or something, you know?
And, you know, and my mom, because yesterday we were at my niece's birthday, and my dad asked my younger brother and his wife, oh, are you guys, because they've been married for about 4 years, 5 years, and they are planning on having I guess, soon. And it was like everyone was looking at me. It was like the evil thing in the room. And all I wanted to do was, like, run under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom gave me this, you know, really good look. And she goes, honey, don't worry about it. If you don't have kids, don't worry about it. Because they have 7 grandkids, mom and dad.
Okay, that's to be enough. I don't see why they're so concerned about you. You know, you have, well, your parents are not, but I mean.
Shoot, that's nothing. My aunt and uncle had 15.
What?
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Good
and, the youngest is 4 years older than me.
Oh,
really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're up in the mountains.
I could live, I've kind of helped raise the oldest one. She's 26. I had no other choice but to kind of help raise her, you know, and everything. And she was a handful. And so I kind of know what it's like to take care of a child from, like, you know, like, well, not really a baby, but, you know, like a toddler or whatever, you know. And she, oh, my gosh, the fits that she threw were terrible. So, and I didn't have much of a childhood because of that, as teenage years because of that, you know. So,
wow.
So yeah, I mean, I've kind of been helping raise
Smokey says he never wanted kids. Dallas says he wants full.
My
okay,
Lord.
So, but what, Dallas? You're probably like 21, right? Two?
I think, yes. It, yeah, I think so, yeah. Dallas, you
I
do
want
not want
one. I want at least one, though. If I have a child, kids, I at least want one child. I always said that. I'll at least have one.
I always thought if you have one, they would, you know, they would be like the only kid, and like
well,
you would do.
Well, I only have one child. I have a daughter.
Oh, okay.
And I'm
sort of
glad I didn't have more because when I got my divorce, you know, it's easy to deal with one kid than a couple of them, you know.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I guess it just
you know
wasn't
what?
In God's plan, you know. So.
My sister was 9 years older than me, and so
mm-hmm.
they say technically if your sibling is 7 years older than you, you're kind of an only child, so.
You are.
Is that really true?
Huh?
Yeah, because my two sisters are 13 and 12 years older, and my brother's 7. So I basically was raised as a only child.
Right,
because they all graduated high school by the time
was.
I was 7, so.
Yeah, so you were kind of on your
own. Wow.
Yep. So I basically was raised as an only child. And it was great. I'm spoiled rotten.
I know. That's what my daughter says. I said, you know, because, but then, you know, as a parent, you know, you always feel guilty. I always felt guilty. I said, oh, geez, I feel bad. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't have another child, you know. Then Tracy said, I was glad. She said, because I got everything I wanted.
Oh, my God.
She said, I was happy, Mom. I said, okay. You know,
the only good thing about having siblings is you get their hand-me-downs, and you get stuff that they've outgrown.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
oh,
I got good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with us, my sister and I are 5 years apart, and my brother and I are 3 years, and my little brother's 2. So with the clothes thing,
I was happy.
Mm-hmm. I was so happy because my mom. You know, I'm only 5 years and, you know, do the whole hand-me-down thing. Then, I mean, that was, like, really grateful. And, you know, I mean, the only bad thing about it is having an older sister, we had to share a room. And, you know, but, I mean, it was nice because... because I'm a night owl because of her, because... She always wanted the light on until she went to bed, and I didn't care. And so, because of her, I've never gone to bed like at 8 o'clock ever, unless I was sick.
I never went to bed early. I never went to bed at 8 o'clock.
Unless I was sick,
I'd go to bed early, but I've always been a night owl, too.
What about
What's
you?
What's Alice fighting about? What is she fighting about?
Oh, no.
Alice, she says, I don't want to fight no more. What is she fighting about?
I think she's just being funny.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And kids don't like to sell. You know, that is true. And, you know,
you have to teach them. You have to allow them to share.
Yeah.
You have to teach them.
Times have changed, too. There's so much out there now for kids that there wasn't when I was little. I mean, you get games and Wii's and PSP's and iPods and all sorts of crap.
It's a whole different world. It's a whole different
I had a horse.
We have come a long way from the Cabbage Patch doll. We have come along from those ugly Cabbage Patch dolls.
I love my Cabbage Patch doll.
Cabbage Patch dolls were like the best.
They were so ugly. Ooh, they were ugly little creatures.
I went through every store to find one with my name spelled correctly.
Oh, really? How did they spell your name?
I got one. It's because they spelled it correctly.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess my mom and my grandma went to every store that Christmas because there were 5 granddaughters, so she got them, like, for all 5 of us. And they had to go, I guess, to, like, 3 or 4 different stores because every store they went to that Christmas, they were running out of them. You know,
how
I mean,
were Mickey scenes today? What kind? She had scenes with Shirley.
I didn't get
yesterday.
To see today yet because China Doll didn't have her episodes up, so I didn't get to check it out.
I'm kind of watching General Hospital like right now. I'm kind of in, I don't know how many minutes I am into it.
Yeah, I just want to know how Mickey scenes
good, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm finally in chat. I can't believe it's taking me, it always takes me forever. I have to log in like 10 times to get into chat.
And you know, it's funny because the other days, my two little nieces wanted to walk to school all by themselves. They are 7 and 6, but you know, they are not allowed to. And they looked at me and my brother goes, did you guys ever get a walk to school then? And my brother goes, well, yeah, but that was a whole different time. Now, even, you know, I it's a little not dangerous, but it's,
there's some crazy people out there.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I mean, look at all the abductions and all missing people.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
that's a little scary and a little young to be walking in a...
Oh, Bret
yeah.
Michaels. Oh, gosh. I'm
oh, my God. He didn't die.
Bad
he
one, huh?
What?
No, I feel so badly for him.
I know.
You know this he has this brain bleed, and apparently they haven't been able to find it. Whereas I said, how could that be? They've got all
I know.
Equipment and stuff. I mean, you can't find a place where the brain bleed.
Especially in your brain. It's not that big of a space.
Well, yeah.
No.
But okay. Is this a brain hemorrhage or is this a... Oh, my God.
I guess
it's
like a hemorrhage, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's not the other one.
A brain tumor? Oh, an aneurysm.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not in it's not an
aneurysm.
Embolism, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what my grandfather died of.
Yeah.
Of
a
brain.
That's a clot. I think that's a clot in the brain. But
I thought it said on the internet it was a hemorrhage of some sort.
My sister was telling me was last month. She heard something about Donald Trump mentioned today. There was some performance he did last month, and he was on stage, and part of the set fell and hit him on the front of the head.
It was one of those MTV or something award shows, and it was like a bad, like a prop, and it fell on his head.
Yeah, fell on his head. You know, it's awful.
I feel so bad.
I feel bad for him.
But they are saying that he is speaking.
Good. That's a plus.
I mean, he's not speaking
he's still on critical, though. He's on critical. He's still critical.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Terry hates spam and nerds so much. I agree.
But I did notice on the media pics, she's not on any of the media pics
in
the next 2 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to see this drunk picture of her. I do.
I know.
I want to see that.
Hey,
Sylvie. What's wrong with this woman?
If I find it, I will link it to the room on Wednesday.
Okay. Because I mean,
she's telling
is...
people she doesn't have a Twitter account, and she does.
Yes.
And it's like, grow up, you ignorant witch.
Oh, wow.
I can't stand her.
She has
brains in her head.
I tell you, but she does this stuff, and she apparently can get away with it. Somebody can do something a little less than that, and, you know, when
you
they
know
can't
what?
Or whatever, you know.
Like I was telling Terry today, Terry, you listening, right? Or pretending you listen, right? yeah, I know. You know, because I was watching VH from last week, and when Sam punched that guy Warren out, I'm thinking, okay, so you punched him out, and you punched Ethan out, and you didn't get in jail for, like, assault. But if this was Carly or Liz or Robin, they would be kind of in trouble. Like, I mean, I'm not saying jail, but they would get some kind of money or someone would, like, try to, you know, put them in jail or whatever. But Sam gets to hit two guys and no one wants to put her ass in jail.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't really watch that. I must have fast forward through all that. You know, when her hitting Warren or whatever. I mean, even though Warren probably deserved it, who does she think she is going around town? Yeah, like, you know, with the Ethan thing, you know, hitting him and everything. You know, I don't know. This character has been whitewashed so much. It's like, I think she's been whitewashed more than anybody on daytime, you know, or something, you know.
You know, but the sad part of it is no one's buying it.
No one's buying it.
They spent all this time on trying to clean her up, but nobody's buying it. So.
And it's just so funny how when you do get into an argument with or you kind of debate with the DeSam fan, like I'm having that problem right now through this YouTube thing, you know, they don't even know what the heck they're talking about. They can't even totally answer the right question that I was asking.
They don't know the history, Terry.
They only want to see what they want to see.
Yeah, they don't know about the black and white ball. They're probably thinking, what the heck, that never happened or whatever.
Brenda was because I got home really late last night because I went to the birthday party, and then Terry knows where I went after that.
What were you talking about?
Well, I was saying I got home really late for the birthday party, and then you know where I went after that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you go after that? Now Terry knows, but you got to tell us. So
yes,
I went to
the casino, and you guys, and let me tell you.
You're gambling? Oh my gosh, you're gambling. You're a gambler. So did you win any money?
Yeah, actually I did. And
how
you
much
know, well, I won about 70, and I kept like, you know, I kept going to different machines, and then I would cash out, and then I would go to, like, machines, but I would only stay until they would win me, and not that I would cash them out, because if you stay on them too long, then you lose the money, people.
I kind of joked about it in chat just then.
$2,000. Oh, I am
so
on the ledge. If I lost $2,000, I am on the ledge.
Stepping off.
All right. Oh,
hey, did you guys read that they scrapped the Franco thing this May?
No, they did.
Franco was supposed to be back in May, but they scrapped it.
Thank God.
Really?
That's what I read on RTN on the spoilers.
So, you know, maybe that's a good thing, you know, because it made no sense. You know, it made no sense. I don't see I don't know what Jason was supposed to happen, but he is not going over his life. He didn't do a damn thing. He's doing the same dumbass shit that he was doing before Franco came.
Okay. Bye, Jason and Liz forever. I hope your head feels better. She has a headache.
Who has a headache?
Well, Jason and Liz forever. And Jason and Liz forever. I hope I didn't cause it because, I don't know, I was just being funny.
You're causing people's headaches now, Carly?
Well, I could. Hey, Terry?
That would not surprise
Carly.
Okay, you know, okay. You're supposed to be my biggest fan, my best friend. Jeez.
Funny.
And remember, your birthday present is getting mailed out tomorrow.
Okay, so if I continue to be funny with you, I won't get it, right?
No, you're really funny. You've been funny. I'm just waiting for you to say. I'm just waiting for you to say something that totally embarrasses yourself, like you've been doing on the show for the past couple of weeks.
I haven't been doing that lately. Well, I can't think of anything right now that's embarrassing.
Oh, dear. Okay, I won't say it, but I could say it.
What?
I will tell you tonight.
You're just instigating it right.
You know, that's what Carly does. Now, she'll say this stuff.
Okay, fine.
I just said something,
fine.
But I'm not
okay,
going to say
fine.
It.
Okay,
she wants
fine.
To say,
I
tell
was
it, gonna tell
say,
it, tell
fine. I was going to say, don't you have to go to the bathroom?
Oh, no, look, let's not do the flushing of the toilet anymore. Come on, we've had that. You have to go on the bigger and better things, Terry.
Exactly.
Come on now, please. do something different. Please.
Oh, my God. No, I kind of went to the bathroom already before we got on air, so.
Oh, you were.
I was in class today, and I just kind of started my, you know, our womanly thing that we had.
Our womanly thing? Oh, it's called the womanly thing now?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't had the womanly thing in years.
And I was sitting in the group, and I was like, oh, my gosh, my cramps are killing me. And I was like, saying to them, I don't think I'm going to go to my next class. You know, like, they're really scared, but, you know, I was just like, oh, my gosh, my cramps are hurting me. I'm sorry. Okay, change of subject. No more cramps. And okay?
Oh, boy. I tell you, life is rough. Oh,
was it okay? I haven't got to watch it yet, but was Army Vibe really good last night?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh,
yes,
God.
It was. Yep. She nailed that old red bitch to the wall.
Good, because that, you know, she needed nailing, like.
Yeah, and she won. She won the award. Of course, we knew that, because she's awesome. But,
well, yeah.
Yeah, she got her, that other gal got her ass handed to her pretty good. It was funny.
Oh, well,
and
good.
And then the boys were jealous of the new baby that they're going to have, and they did some nasty stuff to this doll that he bought for the new baby. But they had to sit down and have a chat with him because they thought since they didn't think he was their son, their son, that he was having a baby, that he'd forget them.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty
okay. Okay, and he's not the biological.
No, but he adopted them. He adopted both boys.
Oh, that's right, okay.
Yeah.
You
know, they explained what was everything, and it was cute. And then the daughter, she saved that gal from alcohol poisoning.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You guys need to...
Oh, okay, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm being funny now.
Well, yeah, okay. You know, I can't wait until you and I are in the same room being funny on this show. That is going to be hilarious, you guys.
Hmm. Yeah, I think
that. Well,
that might be the worst thing. I'm kidding.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No, because Terry's coming out here July 28th.
Oh, yeah, you were telling us. Okay.
Yeah.
I like to be a fly on that wall, boy. Oh,
okay. I know, huh?
Guess what I get to do this weekend?
What?
What are you doing?
I get to play with firemen.
Play with firemen?
Lot of firemen.
Oh, my God.
And what kind of play are we talking about?
Well, a lot of drinking.
A lot of what?
Oh, my God.
A lot of drinking, a lot of hoses, a lot of men.
Poses, men. I don't know whether I like the sound of that, girl. Poses, men.
Every year
drinking.
We have a fire school, and firemen from all over come to do this fire school, and they stay the whole weekend. And oh my gosh, I've never seen such good looking men in my flipping life.
Well, you know they have that fireman calendar every
mm-hmm.
year.
So I get to go play.
Oh.
Are you playing the whole weekend?
We may hear about your little kitties one day if you play your cards right or you play.
Well,
with
if
the,
I could have them,
right
surely
old.
I would. So
yeah, okay.
But I'm not able to have kids, so it's all right.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Good.
I'm sorry
it's
to hear
all
that.
All kids.
Yeah, my best girlfriend is she couldn't have children. You know, and she loves kids. She couldn't have kids. But,
I got a lot to love.
Mm-hmm. If it's in God's plan, you know,
yep.
And if it's not.
You
know.
And you have all those kids on the school bus, I mean.
Yes, I do.
When,
and
wait,
the great
when
thing
is...
about them is they go back to their parents when I'm done
there
with
go.
Them.
There you go. Those are the best times.
That
the
is
time
good.
The times that are returnable. There you
yep.
go.
When is school out for you, Bridget?
We have 5 weeks left. The last day is the 28th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, you know, You are earlier than all. I mean, like.
But we start like the second, third week in August. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Because we do the my nieces go back like the day after Labor Day.
Yep, we start like 2 weeks before Labor Day weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
and we only go 4.5 days. We get out early on Fridays.
Damn, that would be nice.
It is. It's awesome. Yeah.
So who thinks? You know, who in here or in chat room? So thinks who thinks? Well, what I was gonna say. How am I gonna rephrase that? So who do you think is gonna win American Idol? I think it's gonna be Crystal.
I think it's going to be either Crystal or Mike.
It could be Mike.
Although I like Casey because to me Michael he's annoying to me, but I love Casey.
Lee too. Lee has been getting really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Lee.
Yeah, I forgot about her. I know the
streamer is gonna be like. I think.
Yeah. Well, don't you know? Even if she doesn't get it, somebody's gonna pick him up. You know.
Yeah.
People have gone. You don't have to win American Idol to have a fabulous career. You know?
No.
Look at Kate Hudson.
That's it.
What?
That's it.
I said, look at Kate Hudson. She didn't win, and
Jennifer?
She's flipping.
Jennifer? Jennifer?
Or Jennifer, yeah.
You mean Jennifer? I said,
Jennifer.
Yeah. Hudson.
Okay,
she won an Oscar.
I was like, okay. Yeah, Jennifer, I know, and I kept voting for her every week. When she got voted off, I was so disappointed in her. And that, I mean.
Wasn't that like the soccer bass season when. Okay, did anything happen on Dancing with the Stars? Because I forgot it.
I didn't watch it either.
Okay.
Well, no one's, you know, they get booted off tomorrow. They tonight they did two dances. The dances were the Argentine Tango, which I love. That's my favorite dance. I think that is so sexy. And so you could either pick the Argentine Tango or the samba, you know, and then they had this group swing dance like they did a couple of years ago. They started that, you know, where each like a couple gets booted off, and then it's the last couple standing. They get an additional 10 points to their score. So Derek and his girlfriend and his partner won. You know, they won that. So, well, right now they're in first place, Derek and his partner. They're in first, which I love Derek. He can dance.
Did you all see after Kate left that her ex-husband quit going for custody of the kids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How freaking typical is that?
Well, he's an idiot.
Both are.
Well, we all know she is, yeah, but he's an idiot, too. I feel sorry for the kids.
The kids.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Because they got two numbskulls. Now, I realize she has to have a job in order. She has to take care of her kids. I understand that, you know. But she got to change her attitude because I don't know how she could. I mean, that girl has she has this diva thing going, you know, and no one really likes her. No one really likes her. And she's trying to say, well, that's not how she is. That's how the public perceives her, but that's not the real her, yada, 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 yada. Shut up. So we shall see. We shall see. But I feel sorry for those little kids. They are so cute. I feel sorry for all of them. But,
And then I was watching Oprah with the Octomom, talking about a crazy lady.
Oh, she's a nut, too. She's a nut.
Mm-hmm.
All this insanity in the world. Boy. Oh, boy.
So I think it will be the end of May when Alice passes away. I'm just guessing because if they tape 2 weeks in advance, but Then, Melissa, we might be back for a longer stint.
Is that why they're taking so long? They're trying to get certain cast members back? Is that, I mean, this...
Yes, because they had to, they had to write it, but then they had to get, like, everyone together, like, you know, it's strange. Mike and Curio, coming back for it, but Austin not. Sane is coming back. Kimberly is coming back. Kayla is coming back. Marie's coming back. I cannot think what hopes dad and stepmom slash sister name. Anyone want to help me?
Because
they are coming. Okay, yeah. They are coming back. So they're, oh, and Lucas is coming back.
Lucas is coming back.
Mm-hmm. So there's like a whole, like, there's like almost like 20 people coming back for this. And is this not going to be like a one-day stunt like it is with...
All My Children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I was surprised it was only one day, but like, I mean, because they didn't have an actual funeral for Palmer. They just had the candlelight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just think it's going to be good, but yes, it's going to be sad. I mean,
yeah. Well,
yeah. And, oh, my God, you guys. Yeah, now I'm just waiting for you to go get your popcorn, but you haven't needed your popcorn yet tonight, Lily.
No, I know.
I don't even have any popcorn in the house this time. Yeah, when is Jay coming here? When is he coming on?
I don't know.
Usually he pops in when you least expect it.
Yeah, right, right.
I thought, oh my gosh, is there another caller in? Like, was that Jay supposed to be calling in or something? Because as soon as you said that, I'm like, uh-oh, is he called in or something?
No, but I thought, oh my gosh, it's been like a week and a half of quiet. Like, way too quiet.
Oh, gosh. Well, look, let's face it. Nothing's happening on GH. You don't have that much, nothing but crappy storylines.
Right,
and, you know, there's nothing to really talk about.
I want this whole Patty and what's it called done with.
Come on,
people.
You know
yes,
what?
Patty
and Emily. I'm going to tell you. It was so funny. I was cracking them. I said, now they're doing, years ago, back in the 40s or 50s, there was this movie called Strangers on a Train. And it was with Farley Granger and Robert Walker Sr. And it was about these two men who met on the train. They had problems with their wives. And they made this pact to kill each other's wife. So now they're doing the same thing on Y&R with Patty and crazy, what's her name, Sharon, whatever her name is. Now they're going to kill each other's problems off. Patty's going to be killing off, what's her name?
Lauren.
Who is she going to be? Yeah, Lauren. And then what you call is going to be killing off
Jack. Yeah.
So we shall see.
And what was Patty's brother? He's a drug addict, and she gave
you
him her prescription pad.
No, but you know, Emily was smart. Well, she almost got away with it. She lied to Patty. You know, she tried to make him so that way the brother's going to look at her like, what is with her? Because he's obviously a waste. You know, he's not this big architect and whatnot. So you know, Patty figured it out. You know, she says she lied to me. But then, Patty paid him off, you know, to to skip town, to go back, where from when she came. But I still think he's going to come into play. And Jack is still, you know, giving the WTF faces, you know. So we shall see what
you
happens.
You know,
that I think it's so funny.
You know, Jack, to me right now, isn't a really small guy because, okay, you know, he knows what his wife kisses like. And when she nearly broke down right in front of Phyllis, I'm like, wait, Phyllis, wake up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a soap. All that's is
I know,
immaterial.
But
they don't care. They don't say, this is not the same kind of sex I had last week. You know, that kind of, no, they don't even do that. You know, they just, you know, it's a soap. And I guess
I
that's
know,
all
but
you know, I know it's kind of silly. And say, come on, you got to know your husband or you got to know your wife. They don't do this or they don't do that. You know, but as Ricky says, they don't. So that's just what it is. It is what it is. We're not supposed to question those things. We're supposed to go along with the program, Carly. You don't question that.
I know, but I
know,
think
we say, I know, it would seem like it's common sense, but we as fans are not supposed to have common sense.
Oh.
We're supposed to, you know, just go along with the program.
You know, because I remember way back when Carly was stuck in that panic room, and I remember that Jason and Sunny were right in Rick's apartment. And I remember, I can't believe I'm saying this on the air, but I was really screaming at the TV, like, see them now, you guys, see them now, go! And I mean, I know the TV cannot hear me back, you guys, but it made me really mad.
Oh, I talk to the TV. I think everybody talks to the TV
once in a while,
you know.
Because, you know, it's like, even with the whole Adam JR thing, I'm sorry, I didn't get it because if JR was so in love with his dead sister, Trin, why was he having any. Yeah, why was he even.
Well, you see, that was a plan he had, you know, to show his father who she really was, that she was all about the money and the power. She didn't really love him, and, you know, so that was all part of that. But I think I don't think he loves her, but there's a very strong attraction. And I get the feeling that the actress that plays his wife, who to me they never had a bit of chemistry, and I
we're
think
talking about now JR and who?
Huh?
Who are we talking about? I'm sorry. Who is that?
You know, JR and Annie and his wife. You know, Carly was saying she couldn't understand. You know, what was this thing?
Oh,
with,
I don't see the
you know,
attraction
what
at
was
all.
The point with? Huh?
I don't see the attraction either with them.
Oh,
too.
I mean, I couldn't understand it. And twin, they don't look nothing alike. I mean, I know we're supposed to overlook this. But, however, they have no chemistry. Awful. They have none. Not zilch. Nothing. He and Annie, they have more chemistry, but, I don't know. I'm sick of all of them. When I look at AMC, I always wait for the Jack and Erica scene, because that's the only thing that I'm sort of interested in. I'm not interested in nothing else on that show. And then I go to YouTube and I check out the Jack and Erica.
You know what I thought? I mean, they can never rewrite history, but I thought it would be really cool if, like, because of, you know, who dad, you know, passing away, Bianca's dad, and I always thought, you know, what would happen if that wasn't really his brother's dog, what if it was really Zach's? Because Bianca and Jackson always had this bond. And
they were very close.
You know, yeah, Jackson was more understanding when Bianca, you know, said
came out with the gay thing.
Yeah.
yeah, Jack was always accepting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Erica was not accepting at all of that.
Yeah, she was in deep denial, like a lot of parents are, you know.
Yeah.
She was in denial.
So who are they going to get Steven to hook up with? Because it's not going to be Lisa if she screws Sonny.
I was wondering that, too.
Does the thought of Lisa and Sonny screwing each other doesn't sit well with me?
Have you finished it yet?
It doesn't.
You might have another Bambino.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the whole town, they should change the name.
You know who I think? Okay, you know who I think Phil's going to dump?
Who?
Patrick.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, fine. Okay, you guys, fine. Don't believe me. There's a big rumor going around that Patrick is going to sleep on Robin in the third week of May, and it's going to be very shocking who he is.
You know what, though? They were kind of talking at Jake's, though, Claire and Patrick, a little bit. Shit. And that's usually a white flag or a red flag of something when you see something like that, right?
Mm. Oh, well.
Yes.
Why can't, you know, this show is so freaking pathetic. I swear, they're not writing for the freaking fans.
They're not.
Write the show, and it's fucking pissing me off. I'm sorry, but I have
to shut
say
up,
that
Harley.
F-word. Some, I'm so tired.
Yeah,
I've
heard you use a few F-words, too.
I know, but
I've heard you in the past.
I know, but
Harley.
I told you, Carly, I was going to be cussing some on the show tonight.
No, but when you do it, it's like, I can't explain it.
And I don't use that word a lot, too.
And I'm being really good. Usually I'm the one that cusses like a
sailor.
I could drop an F-bomb like you and both.
That's right.
And
Bridget says it. She says it so clearly. She just brings it, you know, she has so much feeling to it.
You know who Claire could sleep with?
What?
Okay, Zax.
Okay, that's okay. I don't care about that.
Is there some kind of rumor that he could be leaving the show? I mean, Ingo's always leaving the show.
Oh, my God, if he is, I'm going to be so happy.
Well,
Ingo,
now they're going to have him try to adopt Morgan. How can he frickin' adopt Morgan? He already has a damn dad. Get over it. Gosh, people.
I know. And I don't think Sonny's going to sit, that's going to sit well with Sonny.
And the new Morgan, it'll be on in 2 weeks.
Oh, they're going to have Morgan now?
Yep, the new Morgan. The media pics are already out for the new Morgan.
What does he look like?
He's chunky. He's a chubby little guy. He's not thin and tall like Morgan. He's short and chubby.
Okay, I'm glad you said it, not me, because
You know what? I'm so glad they haven't Soraz, Cammy, and Jake yet.
I know.
But
I hope they grow up.
But at this rate, they'll be in college, you know, next time.
And you know what? You know what, and you guys know how much I love Spinell. You guys all know how much I love Bradford.
Yes,
come on, this Michael is not doing anything for me. I mean,
what's he on today, Carly?
I haven't watched it today, but
that's what you said, you didn't watch it, right?
You know, this is what I was going to complain about. You know, Dante thinks, I'm a terrific brother. But I'm going to get Morgan to tell me where Michael is. Okay, you know, Dante, that was really, really low what you did.
Well, even today, what he did today, calling Lucky to tell him that he found Michael. Now they're gonna both look for him together, I guess. And When is it that you
Well,
turn...
and then Lucky catches Dante and Lulu in towels because they finally do the deed next week.
Oh, really? Finally?
Before the big eight when Brooklyn comes. Yeah,
shit.
They finally do the deed next week.
They better not take no ink for this couple now, or else the show is fucking really going to be fucking pathetic if they do that. Sorry, but yeah, all these
You know that's what they do, though. They get them all into the zone, and then, oop, bam.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, you know what?
And then
yeah.
They're like in a bubble, and all of a sudden they got to prick it, you know, with the needle, and then they got to burst the bubble, you know?
But I also heard that Brooklyn knows Johnny, too. So maybe that's Johnny's love interest.
Oh, wait. How did Johnny, could they all grow up together in that little place?
Bensonhurst?
Yeah.
I don't think Johnny was from Bensonhurst, though.
But
she knows him from somewhere.
He is from Bensonhurst.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he?
Oh,
yeah. Johnny's not from Bensonhurst. Dante.
Oh, well, how come his mama is? Oh, no, that's right. I'm thinking about it's Dante who's from Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
That's right. It's Dante. I'm getting them confused.
Yep.
That'll do you when I don't watch a freaking show.
But see, Brooklyn is supposed to, from what I heard in spoilers, Brooklyn's supposed to know Johnny from somewhere, too. So she could be a triangle for Johnny and Livia or Dante and Lulu.
And you know what, people? Okay. You know, I could not say it very well on Raids on Radio because that's not my fucking show, but this is. Okay. Okay, you know what? If you mess with Maxie and Spinelli Fonz, okay, you think I'm a troublemaker with this whole Raids on mess that you created because of your stupid fucking killing monocle? No.
I'm scared.
They are, though, Carly, because there's rumors that her and Matt are going to hook up.
Okay.
Because she made
I wasn't
she's
done
trying
with
to make Spinelli jealous, and it backfired.
I wasn't done with my rant, though. My rant was really, I wasn't done.
Oh,
because,
my God.
Because Matt
Sorry
was trying. Okay.
They
are starting this whole Matt and Maxie petition and people.
But then her and Lucky are supposed to be hanging out together this summer on some, she's supposed to help him with some case or something.
You know what?
Ooh.
Okay.
I can take Lucky and Maxie
because it's for the good of the team. But I'm not taking Maxie and Matt because I do not want to see another fucking reunion of Bill and Son. I'm sorry, I'm done.
It's funny when that word comes out of somebody else's mouth, it's so
I know. Oh, God.
When Jason and Lucky butt heads and he pulls his gun behind that gun.
Oh, crap. No.
See, Lucky has Michael and they're leaving the Quartermain boathouse and Jason comes up to him and tries to take Michael and Lucky pulls out his gun and points it at Jason. That's the big That's the big fucking showdown. Woohoo!
Okay.
Oh,
God.
I know everybody will be tuning in for that one. I don't think.
Shirley's turn to say that word now.
I wonder when Jason
It's Shirley's turn to say that word now. We've all said that word.
Oh, no, I'm being a very good girl. No, I've calmed down because I say freaking when I really want to say the other word, but no, I'm cleaning up my act and taking my act on the road.
Why?
Is they're going to break Liz down again over this Michael Learned cancer story because she's going to end up dying because she's got getting so close to the woman. Elizabeth's going to have another breakdown because they put her in the name of oncology.
Bridget? Come on. That is so freaking stupid. They shouldn't have took her ass out of Shady Brook to begin with. The girl has problems. She has issues, okay?
She's dreaming about Lucky again. Oh, my God.
You know, and I'm like, I say, that's part of the problem, this connection to Lucky. You know, I am reading so much fanfic these days. I'm reading this story about, what is it called? Something about love. I can't even think of the freaking title, but it's so good. It's about Jason and Liz, and I mean, and it has everything in it. It's about romance, it's sex, it's the mob. I mean, it's excellent, excellent, excellent. I said, why couldn't they do this on the real GH? Because GH is just ridiculous. They are so ridiculous.
Have you read Crispy's fanfic cover? You, that one is good.
You know what? I get this email every day about she has an update, and I always delete it because I haven't.
Oh, you
got to
read it
chapter.
From the beginning.
I have to got to go back and find the first. But I'm reading so much shit now that I'm confused. I can't even recall because it first started out with just the smut. I was in a smutty mood, so I read all the short stories that was just smut. Then I got sick of the smut, and I said, now I think I want to go to romance. So now I'm into romance, but I'm reading, what is the name of this story that I'm reading? Because this story is fabulous, man. It has everything in it. It's from Heather's Liaison Fiction. And what's it called? Oh, To Know Love. It's excellent. It's excellent. Whatever you do, try to get that one. It's on Heather's site, whoever Heather is. But it's really very, very good. But I know I get the cover up thing every day. I'm saying, you know, that I should really click on, but I have to start. I just have to finish what I'm reading now because sometimes I get into two and three different stories, which is stupid.
I think if and when we do get Liaison, it'll be after summer's over.
Yeah.
Because Steve already said he has one shirtless scene left in July. And that after July, and once Becky gets back from her maternity leave and all that, and get all this damn Helena Castine, Nick and shit done, I think things will hopefully start changing. Yeah.
I have a question.
Well,
okay.
Changing too.
Just notify me when it does.
Because they can't keep J-Tank on for any long. They've been on for almost two fucking years, and nothing's happened.
Now, you know, they've had around four going on 5 years now.
This is the fifth go around, though, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's what I'm saying. How come they give all these? I mean, why do they think this couple is so powerful?
They're not bringing in the numbers.
Why?
Because they're stupid. They don't know what the heck they're talking about.
I get the impression from Stagecoach that something's happening because
they're
talking shit about their pairing. Both of them said. Stuff.
What did they say, Bridget?
Kelly Monaco told somebody that she loved being with the Davis sisters more than J. Sam. So that tells me right there that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, we all knew that she's not happy. Would you be happy with your storyline?
What did Steve say?
I know Steve didn't say nothing. Steve is usually... You know, he doesn't say much.
He kind of beats around the bush, but I think...
I know, that's what Steve does, yeah.
I think something is up, and it's just, like I said, I bet you it won't start till the end of summer. I think beginning of fall, like all the primetime stuff changes for the fall, I think it'll start turning around to something else. But we got to get through the damn summer to find out.
I feel like I've been waiting... like 50 years for Jason and Liz to get together.
I think Helena steals Tracy because I think Tracy almost gets close to finding out that Lucky's the baby's father and not Nicholas. So I think Helena's going to kidnap Tracy to get her out of the picture.
Bridget,
you've got to read this to Know Love, because it has stuff about Helena. It has stuff about.
Okay. You guys, sorry
what?
To interrupt you, silly.
What? Go ahead.
Dad says, made to Nicholas Duck and Elena kidnaps Sky. Do we not have on Sky's back?
Why did she kidnap Sky? What did she get? What does Sky got to do with anything? Other than being married to, what's his face? Why did she
Alcazar?
Sky? Huh? Yeah, Alcazar. What is, well, you know, I don't know. It doesn't really, you know, it's silly to try to figure out this freaking show anyway. Ratchet rings, why are they doing that?
You could dissect it all you want. We'll never be able to find anything.
Well,
you know?
Oh, by the way, you guys, I'm trying to get my grandma to call in on the show, like, close to, like, when the whole Alice thing happens, and I've almost talked her into it.
To call in where?
On here.
Oh,
because,
to call in on,
yeah.
On your... Oh, she watches the soaps, too?
See the reason why I started this whole soap thing in the bit? Well,
okay.
Because
cool.
When we were growing up, she would watch Days, and see, when we were really little, she would, like, kick us out of the room, and so she could have her story. And then, you know, when we got, like, 8, 10, she gave up, and then she would let us, like, her other one and watch it with her, and, my mom got me into ZH, and my grandma got me into Days of Our Life.
Oh, wow, because I was watching soaps when I was a teenager on TV, but I'm going to tell you, like I say, I'm older than any of you guys. I'm going to tell you how far I go back with soaps. I go back to where I was sitting on the floor listening to a soap opera. I mean, that was the real soap opera, when their advertisers were soap companies. You know what I'm saying?
That was
the real soap. That was before TV. I used to sit on the floor and listen to Mary backstage watch. So I was talking to my girlfriend there. I said, no, this is a freaking shame, man. I said, I was sitting on the floor listening to Mary backstage wife, and their advertisers were actual soap companies. That's why they started calling them soap operas. And then I started looking at the soaps on TV, and, of course, they were all in, you know, black and white then. I mean, so I've been watching soaps for a long time. It was just me and my mom. You know, she used to watch certain shows, and I used to look at certain shows. But I was a teenager. For some reason, soaps always caught my fancy. I always liked them. You know, I always liked soaps. I mean, I used to watch, like, what was the first soap I looked at? Love of Life, and then there was The Young and the Restless, and that was The Young and the Restless when Catherine, but I didn't watch it long. I only watched it in the early years, and I stopped watching it, but I watched The Young and the Restless when Catherine was married to her husband, Mr. Chancellor, you know.
Oh, you mean, well, okay.
And I saw, like, the first Jill, because this is the second Jill, second or third Jill. This is not the original Jill. This is not the original Jill, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Like
I said, that's how long I've been looking at it. I mean, I used to watch it years ago, but then I got sick of that, and then I just started watching all ABC soaps, you know.
Because I always thought Jill was the new... Jill, I just assume, like...
No, she's not the original Jill. No. Mm-mm. She's not the original Jill. I've been looking, so I can see with your grandmother. I've been looking at soap for a long time.
She said that her mom used to watch, not watch, but listen to As the Button. No, it was either As the Button, the Guiding Light on the radio.
Yeah. That's right. Those shows used to come on the radio. And like I said, all of their advertisers, well, for the most part, it was soap. you know, this soap or whatever soap it was. That's why they were called soap operas, you know. So that tells you how old I am. I'm an old geezer, but I don't care because I'm proud of it. But,
well, it's either that or you would not be here. I mean, that's like the two options. But, you know, I think because my grandma is like in her 80s and, but like all of her brothers and sisters passed away except one that is not a very nice person. You know, yeah, but they all passed away when they were like in their 70s and 60s and 50s. So grandma is like the oldest person in her family ever to live. So it's just
for a long time. Well,
Bridget, when did you get into them?
When did I get into soap? Oh,
yeah.
Like Luke and Laura days, before that. Yeah, I've been a fan for a long time. Early teens.
You know, I always thought if Luke and Laura's wedding were today, I wonder. I mean, yeah, you would get a lot of views, but I wonder because, you know, that whole viewership, like, you have more than Princess Diana and,
I hate Luke and Laura. I always hated Luke and Laura. I never saw the appeal of Luke and Laura. I used to hate them. I said, the man raped this girl, and they made this, you know, this wonderful, loving couple. I never saw it. I never quite got it. I'm not a fan of Tony Gary, although he's a pretty good actor. He is. I have to give him that.
But back then when they did this,
I hated Luke and Laura.
You know what? They did not call it the rape right away, didn't they?
It was rape, Carly.
It was rape.
R-A-P-E. He forced her to have
But what I'm saying, the writers, ABC, whatever, did not call it the rape. For a while, they were calling it Luke's obsession with Laura. They were not calling it, you know, the whole rape thing. That's what I was saying.
Well, you know, well, then back then, I guess they were still trying to think that the fans were stupid and they'd buy that shit. But no, it was rape.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to explain it. Obsession. Yeah, it was obsession. It was due to that obsession with this young girl that he raped her. You know, that was the whole point.
I still get it.
Like I said, to me, Liz and Jason, they have it over them 10 times.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Ten times over.
Cherry, where are you?
I'm here.
Carrie, what are you doing, honey? You're so quiet.
You know what? I'm kind of sleepy, too, so I've kind of been, like, falling asleep, too. I mean, I've been going to bed really late. I think it's catching up to me now, you know, and I'm just, like, I'm actually looking on Twitter right now. I'm just, like, you know, surfing Twitter.
Do you guys want to know what time Carrie goes to bed, people?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Around 3 a.m. in the morning, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning. Well, sometimes, you know. I go to sleep.
I have to get up kind of earlier in the morning because I got to take my dad to the doctor, so like at 10:30, you know, I have to be there at 10:30, but it's only a 15-minute appointment, it's like, just, I don't even think I'm going to give him a shower. I think I'll just, you know, put some spray on him and, you know, new clean clothes or whatever. Because he's just kind of, he gets stubborn now. He doesn't want to get in the shower.
You don't want to take a shower?
He's stubborn. Well, he's 80. He's like 82, you know. It's kind of difficult for him. He doesn't want to get in the shower. He like rubs his hands together like if he doesn't want to do anything, and he'll like, you know, like, I'm cold. It's too cold or whatever.
Aw, poor thing.
It's kind of a chore now to get him in there, you know. I'm not going to fight him on it for tomorrow, so. I mean, like, if we're going out to eat or somewhere really nice or something, I probably would, but. Well, with the doctor, maybe I should
it's a doctor, though. I'll just put a bunch of spray on him, like a Axe spray or something.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't smell that bad because my niece...
Sorry.
I know. Well, that's what my niece did once, because she was supposed to take him to his doctor's appointment. I don't think she didn't get him. She was, so she just put a bunch of spray on him, or no, she took him somewhere. My mom kind of smelled. Did he have a shower?
She was upset, right? She was.
Yeah,
upset.
My mom was kind of upset.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know.
I mean, yeah.
It's hard sometimes, you know, it's hard. You know, like I said, I was blessed because both of my parents my father was in the nursing home and he passed away. He was in there for a short period of time, but they said he had early stages of Alzheimer's, and I said to them, don't we all? And he passed away in his sleep, and my mom was 83.
Oh, really?
So I didn't have to go through that whole aging type of, you know, not like that, you know, like not him not wanting a babe or something. So I was, you know, God, oh, thank you, Jesus, because, you know, it's sort of difficult, you know, when you see them like that, you know.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, Grandma's, you know, great and, I mean, she can do everything at, you know, still, and, mm-hmm. you know, which is really good. And the only promise she ever made that she made my mom and my uncle keep is please don't ever send me to a nursing home because I guess when her parents passed away, they were really bad nursing homes back then. So, you know, it was bad, but my mom is a nurse. So, you know,
okay.
She knows what to do. She, you know, and I mean, and all of us kids live around. So, I mean, you know, we all help and, you know, but.
People would take turns, anything like that. You know.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't think it should be up to one person because that would be really, really hard for just that one person to do.
I was just reading Steve Burton's tweet about 6 hours ago. He said, had a great workout with Scott. We are killing it. No pain, no gain. Ain't that the truth in life? Have a great day. Stay positive. Peace.
Oh, he had a great workout, huh?
Yeah, he must be pumping up for him. Oh, but that's not until July, though, huh?
Oh, boy. Well, from what I see, when I see certain scenes, you know, I go to YouTube, I'll catch a scene with him. I said, Steve, I want a little bit smaller. Steve can get carried away with that pumping up thing. I mean, I love his arms.
Yeah.
Don't change your arms, Steve. He has the best arms in daytime. I love that man's arms. But he comes to his chest, and I remember that time when he was had that scene with Carly in the steam room. His neck was huge. I said to my girlfriend, I said, is Burton on steroids because he's got that steroid look? I certainly hope not. I don't think so. I think he feels too. I don't think he would go that route.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know.
But
don't need to pump up.
And Bridget, you're still here, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, you were being really, really quiet, so,
Oh, I was listening.
You know, the weekends go by way too fast. I just, you know, because the week sometimes doesn't go by really fast, but the weekend, like, went really, really fast.
Yeah, you're telling me, and I hardly did anything this weekend either.
I didn't do anything this weekend. I just chilled out. I didn't really do anything.
Did you do anything, Biz?
I worked and messed around with my horses for a while and just hung out with the family.
Okay, well.
Of course, it's hard for me to do anything since I live so far from town, so I can't just run down and run back and I just stay at home and dink around the place and
chill.
Yeah, at the party yesterday we had ice cream, but it was like we made our own sundaes. And let me tell you, that was like the best sundae I had in forever. But the only thing that was missing was bananas on it. If I just put a little.
Would you stop making me want something sweet, especially with me being on the rag right now, you know?
Oh, wait. You got that
right. Oh, now you've gone from the womanly thing to the rag. So you go.
That was what we used to say in high school, the rag.
You're a digress, huh?
That's what we used to call it in high school.
Okay. Okay, but okay.
I know the rag.
And that cake's all gone that went, my sister bought a couple days ago, that red velvet cake.
I don't
like red velvet cake.
I don't really like it, but it was something sweet, though. Yeah, I wasn't really keen on it either, but hey, it was something sweet, you know.
Oh, well.
That lemon cake, I ate it like right after I ate my dinner. I should have waited.
I love lemon. Anything with lemon.
I know, me too.
Good.
The lemon cake from Chick-fil-A. Believe that Chick-fil-A place is the bomb. It's like the best place. And even though I had never had like any dessert from there once, so like a while ago I had tried the lemon cake. That thing is so good. It's like
Walmart. Hey, they have a good bakery.
Who does?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a great bakery. They make their own breads on site and. Their cake,
really?
They have this lemon cake, which is so good. It just tastes so lemony, like a little glazed top. Oh, my God, it's so good. It's delicious. And you can buy half a cake, a whole cake, or whatever, a quarter of a cake. Yeah. You can get wedding cakes there. You can have cakes made up. Like I said, they have a great bakery in Walmart. Great bakery.
Walmart
bakery? Baby.
Bakery,
Walmart.
Really? I don't think we have a bakery in our Walmarts here.
And so does Publix. Oh, that's what I meant. I didn't mean Walmart. I meant Publix. Publix has a bakery thing. Walmart has a few things, but it's Publix. I'm sorry, it's Publix. They have a big bakery thing where you bake, because that's where we
have
got my
name.
Huh?
I don't think we have a store like that here.
You don't have a Publix or a Walmart. I thought Walmart's for everywhere.
We do have Walmart, but that Publix.
Not Publix. Publix. Yeah, they have great. Oh, they have great bakery.
Yeah, we don't think we have that.
Yeah, they have a great bakery.
I keep forgetting. Wow. All in different areas. We've got different kinds of shops and everything. You know, it's so funny.
Yeah, we have coffee on every friggin'.
Yeah, like Starbucks is on every freaking corner where I live.
Oh, Starbucks is everywhere.
I know.
Starbucks
even go to England or Australia. Every
they have Starbucks
corner.
Is there. Every,
yeah, I went
there,
to. Yeah,
everywhere.
You go and even the McDonald's. I swear, I went to McDonald's and when we back in 2001, when me and my niece went to Australia for like the first time after many many years. You know, we were so hungry. We wanted to go to McDonald's and we had like a sausage McMuffin. That thing tasted nasty. And then to come to find out, I don't know if my cousins was a joke or something, but they said it was made out of like kangaroo meat or something.
Oh,
oh my
wild
God.
Kangaroo meat.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
For that. And then their french fries were okay. But then we went to McDonald's again during our time. We had a hamburger or whatever, and I shouldn't have had it, but it tasted okay or whatever. It didn't taste great, but, you know, but I don't know if that's true or not, but it's the same as here, you know? I don't like kangaroos.
Just pretend everything tastes like chicken.
I know.
My God.
Yeah, maybe it was made out of chicken meat instead of like, I hope it wasn't kangaroo meat because that's like a dog or a cat or something.
Oh my gosh.
They say that kangaroo is a delicacy over there, though.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I've heard
that's
people
wonderful.
Say that they eat it as a delicacy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we have like 90 seconds. Okay, everyone that
we
called
do?
In, thank you. And Boonla Sabum, thank you, but call back on Monday night. And, yeah.
What was
I said that really quick.
Mark sent a private chat video request to you.
Well, no, because you sent one to me.
That was an accident. It was.
I did not know that.
It was an accident. Oh.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
You know, this has become like just a place to come and chat and be funny and not like.
Well, okay. Well.
Oh, you know? As we could kind of go off topic a bit.
A bit?
A bit?
I know. I know.
But see, let's face it, there's nothing really exciting to talk about.
I know, that's so true.
Not only the coach. And soon, the prime, soon there won't be any primetime shows either. They'll have all these summer replacements.
Shit.
So TV's going to suck.
Enjoy Glee for the next 7 weeks. It's going to, they have 7 more episodes. I'm a big Glee fan.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So. What? After 7 weeks, are you going to be really, really sad after 7 weeks? So you're going to be...
I don't know. I mean, I got the episodes online, so that was kind of a mistake. I didn't mean to do get them all online, but... Yeah, I pressed the wrong button, remember? I clicked on the wrong thing. So
I know!
Amazon.com. Because Amazon.com now, like, because I've been searching for... the 13 episodes of Glee, you know, and I don't feel like spending, like, $30 on it. I mean, Walmart was offering it for, like, $20 to buy online, but they sold out, so I was searching everywhere just to see if I could, like, even iTunes, but they're, like, $2.99. So Amazon, you could watch it for, like, each episode for $1.99, but you could buy this pass if you get it for 5% cheaper each episode, And so I thought it was just going to send me to check to see what it was going to be all about. I clicked on something, and I accidentally purchased. I thought they were going to say we're not, you know, like,
oh, God.
To agree to do this or whatever. And I totally clicked on something, and I purchased it.
Oh, well.
I know. Oh, well. Well, and you know what? I was watching the 13 episodes that night, too, so maybe it was a good thing I got it.
Well, you know, tomorrow night V is on.
Oh, I know. That looks like really good. Okay, what happened last week now? Okay, so can you refresh my memory? What happened last week on the show? I think
you're asking me. Do I have a brain freeze every 5 minutes? Do I know what happened last week?
Oh my God! No. Okay, wait a minute. They were killing.
I'm having a lot of senior moments at one time. I can't think about all that shit at once.
I'm getting old.
What happened?
No, they killed. They were finding the.
They got the guy. They got his girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
you know, because
the baby
they had her right.
That's all I can recall.
I think it's pretty interesting.
I'm worried that Lost is going to end where you're really going to have more questions in the series.
Well, there you go.
I know.
There you go.
I don't want that 10 like that.
What is wrong with TV these days? Why do you have to rack your brain trying to figure out what the freak is that? What is going on?
No,
I mean,
Happy Town. Happy Town comes on.
Oh, it starts Wednesday.
That looks
kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Man, that's going to be good. This is going to be good, baby. I think it's going to be a good show. I hope it's going to be a good show. Usually with these promos, they show you the best parts of it, and then after that the rest is crap. But hopefully I'm trying to keep my trying to keep an open mind here. This is going to be good. I'm going to enjoy it. So,
they had a similar show like that. Looks like on Channel 2. I forgot what it was called. It was like it was one of those mysterious shows too. And I wonder if this one's going to be better. This one looks like it might be a little bit better. I forgot what the name of that show was called.
Was this on years ago?
No, this was on, like, a couple years ago. It was on Channel 2.
Oh, a couple of years ago? Oh.
Yeah, it was, like, God, I can't remember.
But what is Santa 2, Will you live? Because not everyone had the same 2.
Right. I mean, was it CBS, ABC, NBC?
CBS channel. Yeah, it was CBS.
It's CBS.
Oh, okay.
The name of the show, but it was, like, one of those 13-week summer things. You kind of had to.
I very seldom watch shows on CBS. I watch ABC. And
so I love The Mentalist. I love that show. That show,
yeah.
I just love that show.
Yeah.
You know what? I watched around 20, 25 minutes of Castle after the
pamphlet card
went off. It sucks. I said, do people find this show good?
Oh, my God.
To me, in my opinion, maybe I'm sure some people like it, but to me it sucks. You know, I don't get it. The characters are boring. I don't know. I said, I'm glad I don't watch this show.
Maybe it's one of those shows you have seen from the beginning, though, you know?
No, but you either like the characters or you don't. I'm not even talking about the storyline. I'm talking about the characters are boring. I mean, this guy came from the soaps, right?
Yeah, he was on one.
Well, I think he still feels he's still playing in the soaps because to me, he is not prime time for me.
Well, supposedly that show's doing really well. It got picked up for a second season, too.
Oh, well, you know, like I said, what the hell do I know?
Oh, speaking of that, I'm going to find out if V's doing, V.
I was wondering, yeah, how are they doing with their ratings, you know? How are they doing?
I haven't heard,
Well,
I heard that they...
Right now, will V return?
Okay.
Doesn't say anything new on here. I love that show, man. I think I like it better than the original V TV series.
Oh yeah, always much better.
I mean, the original V movie, miniseries movie was really good, but when they made it into a TV series, that was so stupid. They totally ruined it.
But this show is very good. The acting is good. And
I'm wondering what's up with the mother and the son. Is she like, she doesn't even know if...
You know what? I don't know. Seemed like she's, I don't know. I think she must have had a moment where they must have got her, they impregnated her, and maybe she doesn't remember, or maybe that's in the deep recesses of her mind. But I think that her kid is one of them. I really think
you really do think so. Oh,
I think he's half human and half visitor.
He slept with that alien.
Or alien, whatever the hell you call it.
They had sex, so. And she's starting to have feelings for humans. She's starting to like feel like compassion.
The chick's daughter. Yeah, I said it's. Is she one of the what's that group that the aliens are trying?
The doctor's part of the fifth column, so nobody knows that he's against what's happening on this. He's against the Anna, you know. And
right.
He did the test on her daughter, but he's keeping it a secret because Anna was
lied. He's got to, because now he's probably going to need her help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what
there's,
said.
A few of these people who are planted on the ship. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That's why she has this test, you know, to see. Huh?
They're like sleepers or something.
Yeah, what are they called? They're like, they're either half.
I think they place them in different places, and they're like
right.
Wake them up or something. I don't know.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the name, but someone very big is coming back to Ryan All. From the 80s or 90s, and it has to do with. Catherine.
Somebody's coming back for Catherine?
But they were there in the 80s or 90s.
On the show in the 80s?
Oh, my God. Okay, now I remember. David Hasselhoff.
Oh, David's coming back to Y&R?
Yes, he is.
Oh, you know who he was? Snapper.
No, I don't know.
He was the second Snapper.
And plus, I, like I said, back in the days when I watched when it really first came on, but he isn't the original snapper. The other, you know, but David Hasselhoff was the second snapper, because he's not going to be on his what is that reality show he's on? America's Got Talent. He isn't on there this year, so maybe that's why. So he's coming. He's going back to Y&R.
Okay. Yeah, he is, and I don't know when, but they broke news about like last.
He's a snapper. Yeah, that was his character, Snapper. But he was, like I said, he was the second snapper.
Do you think that David Hasselhoff has a good singing voice? I think.
Yes.
Do you think so?
He can sing. He can sing. He was on Broadway. He did the. What's that famous Broadway play? Oh, God, I can't. Sure, I hate when I can't remember. He can sing, yes, yes. He can sing.
I was just curious.
He can sing. He has a nice voice. Yes, he does. He has a nice voice. And I
hope we
didn't
lose Bridget.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
She goes on her listening thing. She'd be listening. You'd be falling asleep, don't you, Bridget? Come on, tell me.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so he's coming back. So he's coming back. So I guess that's his character, Snapper.
Who was Snapper?
You know what? I really don't remember.
Okay.
I mean, look, I don't know what happened five minutes ago. But I know that was back in the 80s and not.
Do you know who Snapper was?
I did watch Y&R a lot back then.
I
can't remember.
I watched it when it first came on, because my mom started looking, and I was watching it. And then after that, I didn't watch it anymore. But I saw, you know, I watched it when Catherine, I remember when she had her plastic surgery live on television.
What?
Yeah, the actress had plastic surgery. She had a facelift live on television, on CBS. Yes, she did.
Ow!
Yeah. I thought that was it. That took a lot of guts. But,
man.
I mean, the woman is 80 years old and still doing it. Still doing it. I really admire her.
I liked it when her son came on. I liked him on Zeno Hospital, too.
Okay.
Yeah, he's also on that movie, that show Psych. He's really funny on
Psych. Oh, really?
He's like a regular on Psych.
Okay.
That show is so hilariously funny. It's like so, so funny.
What show? What channel is it called?
It's on the USA Channel.
Oh, okay.
It's like a comedy. This guy works with his buddy for the police department as a psych, but he's not really a psych. He's just really got a picture perfect memory, photographic memory.
Oh, okay.
Really
photogenic memory.
His father kind of helped him with all that kind of stuff growing up, so he could spot anything, and he could pretend like he's a psych. A psychic on the show, and he has his own company called Psych, and they're hired by the police. It's so funny, but nobody knows. Only him and his friend and his father knows what he really is, that he's not really psychic.
He has a photogenic memory.
Well,
it sounds cute.
Yeah, it is. I love it.
It sounds cute.
Well, getting you on plastic.
Why are you making all those faces? Why are you making all them faces? Daytime,
I'm
after
not
dark?
I'm not making any faces.
I am.
No,
right.
That's Carly.
Yeah.
Why are you making all these faces, Carly?
Because I was being funny.
Are you bored with life? Look at all these rings.
Okay.
Well, if you want to play that, we'll play that. Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, there you go. Who can make
the weirdest
faces?
Okay, come on, let's go. Let's come at it. Let's do it.
They still have more than just a couple.
They have what about? How many do they have?
They have 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, they have like 12.
Now you see. Now we know what the what the host does on daytime after dark when ain't a damn thing to talk about. She gets on.
Oh no, no. Excuse me. You two be talking.
All these little faces.
Okay, you be talking, you two, and I wasn't gonna interrupt you.
Oh, I'm just kidding with you.
I know.
Come on, Marley.
So, what was that?
A little heart pounding. So David Hasselhoff is coming back to Y&R.
Yes, and there's someone else. Okay, there's someone else, and he was old looking. I mean, not old looking, but he was on another soap too. And I think he played Catherine's husband. Someone help me here.
The actor who's playing Catherine's husband now?
No, like 25 years. Yes.
Oh, maybe he was Chancellor. Maybe that when she married this man, Chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, Jill, she had an affair with Catherine's husband. You know. And at that time, the actor, he was a very, very attractive man. And Catherine used to hit the bottle. Catherine was a boozer. And
it's okay. Someone told me once that she was also an alcoholic in real life.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's why she played part so freaking good. Okay.
Okay, you little devil. I'm going to get you back.
Look at him. What is that coming out of the side of his head, or what is that?
It's Pinocchio. He's lying.
Oh wow! Is that the nose? Oh, I thought it. Ooh, you all are funny.
Yeah, we all are hilarious.
We need to create our own little comedy show, huh? And take it on the road.
Oh, so that reminds me now. On the liaison blog talk on Friday, what's the name? Chrissy. Now, what is this campaign now? What kind of campaign is you guys are going to, or she's supposed to get started or something with some kind of campaign, you know, to get liaison on her radio
show? Steve and Becky.
Stephen Becky.
Yeah, see, doing it through Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be nice, but I hope.
Well, you know what? After Jay Sam tanks, I think they can both come on Christy. So I see, you know, because Stephen Becky go on other blog talk shows like Stardust. And not bad.
Hmm. Well, we shall see. Isn't he doing a virtual if somebody wants him to do a virtual PA?
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you guys.
Virtual PA.
Okay, there's the thing going on that Steve and Becky are going to do one together.
Oh, now it's her husband who does this on his blog thing, right? No? Doesn't her husband have a...
Yeah, he's involved with it, yeah.
Oh, he's involved with it, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. I would love it. I mean, I wouldn't pay for it, but I can, you know, read the
it's
recap.
It's like $50 to what? $50 to do it, I think.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. No, I ain't got 50 bucks for that. Sorry. Love you, Steve. Love you, Becky. But I'll read the recaps if people come and, you know, have it.
Stephen Kelly's thing for July is not selling.
No shit. Really?
Yeah, really shit, huh?
Oh, come on. But I thought they were so popular.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. That's so unfair.
I know, isn't it? It's so unfair.
Oh.
They're probably all upset because there's nobody coming to their show.
Yeah. Of course, the J-Tank fans expected everything, the whole romance and everything. Well, they didn't get it. They just got the
liaison. They wanted liaison. So now, think about this, Bridget. They wanted all, but
But yet, they don't believe that Jason and Liz were in love. Yet,
yeah,
they want to have, or, and they practically gave them all of their scenes. It didn't pan out where they had it. I said, it's not working, you guys. I mean, the rain kiss,
yeah,
what else did they have? The and she rode on his bike. I said, that is so pathetic. I mean, you know, what do they do? What do? They make carbon copies of scenes, of scripts, you know?
Well, they say they don't remember 2 weeks after what they've written, so you know you can tell they recycle everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's ever unique.
But don't they know by now fans remember every freaking thing? The fans know. Maybe they don't recall. Maybe they, purposely forget what happened. Yeah, right. But the fans, they don't forget anything. Fans can tell you dates, names. The fans know. Oh, now we got a threesome. We got a threesome. Look,
I
didn't. Oh, is
what? I'm not even on there. What's going on?
Where are you?
I was.
We got the Three Stooges.
I'm just
here.
Missing the net.
Look at me. We got the Three Stooges.
Hey, Carly, our movie got number two. The backup plan's number two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And let's see, what else did I read somewhere? I was reading it. Randy Quaid and wife sent to jail.
Wow.
Randy Quaid, wife sent to jail?
Yeah, for they had been wanted as fugitives, I guess.
Oh, God. What is with funny
wrong
with Hollywood?
I know.
It must be in the drinking
sure,
water.
It?
What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, it's like, what the heck? Lindsay Lohan deemed not bankable given the axe. What?
Oh, please.
The axe? After
this
week,
girl, this girl,
sewing,
is, she,
after
she's
week
bad.
Of ice sewing, paternal warfare, and a rumored watch heist, you'd think it couldn't get much worse for Lindsay Lohan. It can.
Mm-hmm.
The Cactus Chipper
can always get worse.
Has been shown the door on her latest film, The Other Side.
Oh, wow. That is pathetic.
News. She simply was not bankable, and the project wasn't attracting production financing. The producers of the movie have reported that financiers have been resistant to finance the movie with Lindsay in the lead role, he says. The film itself, however, is not in danger. There have been several inaccurate articles which have reported that the entire cast has left the movie. And this is entirely untrue, I guess. But you know what? She's
going
to have to take a break and come back after a long, big break and maybe get her life back. Look at what happened to
Britney.
What's his name?
Britney Spears?
No, what's his name that was in, oh, God, what is his name? He's in Iron Man 2, and he was in he played.
Oh, yeah.
The
wrestler. Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah,
yeah, right. He's been in jail and everything.
No, you mean Robert Downey Jr.?
No, the one that played the wrestler.
Robert Downey Jr.
No, the other guy.
No, he played the wrestler. He was at the wrestler. He was the
Oh, him. Yeah, right.
Totally.
Right. Yeah.
But
you know, he was always a very good actor. He has a very sad life.
Cute,
but
cute.
He was so talented. He's such a talented
and
actor.
And then something happened. His life just went under, and he was one of those washed-up actors, and he got a turnaround from that movie, nominated for.
I know Mel Gibson did a lot to help and stuff. And now Mel's life is effed up.
Yeah, really, huh? Okay, you know what?
You went kind of nuts. You went
kind
of crazy
kind
after
of nuts.
That Jesus movie. He kind of went freaking moody.
Well, I don't think
then he broke up with his wife to go with this model, and then they had a baby, and now they're broke up. It's like,
yeah, now they're broken up, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the Passion, it was brilliant. You know, he's a brilliant director.
Yeah.
He is up there with Spielberg. I mean, I love Mel when he does his own movies, because that man, he pays so much attention to detail. Like I said, he's a brilliant, brilliant director. He has a lot of talent. He has issues. But Like, you know, what do I care? I don't have to live with him. I just have to go see his movies. I just have to go see his movies. I love Mel. Every time Braveheart comes on, I always watch it.
And then what in the hell is with Britney Spears and no frickin' ass bra?
What?
Oh my God. Well, that's her problem. Look,
and
no
her
bra
put
and
no bra band
and no
on her.
Panties.
Like, she's an adult. How can you
and
tell
no
her not
panties.
To wear a bra? Jesus Christ, she's got to be on her own. She's got to make her own decisions. She's going to be stupid. Let her be stupid.
Oh, you are evil.
Sorry. She's an adult now.
She's a mother. She's a parent. She has two kids.
I mean, who would want to see their mom in a picture with no ass bra on and looking saggy? I mean, that's just sad.
Mm. Well, look at Kelly Monaco. Does she ever wear bras? Does she ever wear bras? I mean, I wonder sometimes when Steve has scenes with her. I said, he would say, oh, my Lord.
Some days I wonder if she even takes a shower because her hair's so goddamn greasy. It looks like it's been string bean.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Just, even today, watching the scenes with her and Christina and all that, I mean, I can't stand her anymore. I feel like burning a hole in the television because of her. It's like I've never felt this way about a character in my whole life. As long as I've been watching TV, I've never felt this way about a character.
You know why? Because, see, she's the thing that's blocking who you really want, you know,
your couple.
That's the main reason.
I think even if they
She wasn't blocking, you know, our couple, we wouldn't give a shit what she did.
Yeah, because I liked when she was with Jason, when she was with Lucky.
I just never got into the Spam character. I didn't like her when she was
I never really got into her either.
I liked her better when she was in Port Charles, but when she came
on
to GH,
I
didn't care for her.
Do you think if she came on as Olivia, we'd be a little bit different about her?
I think it'd be like
coming from one soap to another like other characters.
This always, the day she came on, my stomach, I remember this, did like a 180 flip-flop, like, I don't have a good feeling about this. And when she was with Zax, when Sam and Zax were together, she was washable. It was okay, but...
The little feeling came true.
The moment she got in Sunny's orbit, I'm like, holy fucking shit, we are in trouble.
Oh, God, I swear that's our fit. That's our, we love that word, don't we?
Oh, gosh.
It's like a word that we're going to be using often on this show.
You know what? It's funny because.
When I first said it on the show, when I was first co-hosting with it, I didn't even realize I said it until, like, after. And I don't know what I think I was talking about Franz, and I said fucking Franz or something.
You know what? I know one time it was my husband and I, we had split up. And I found this card in this store, you know, and I said, I got to send it to him. And it was a white card, had white background, and large gold letters. And it said, Dear F-U-C-K Face. I'll never forget that. And I sent it to him. I was cracking up that day, you know. And I don't know what I said on the inside. But I said, I need a card.
Hey,
like
Lexi.
I never had one
before. Lexi. Don't forget to brush his teeth tonight. Oh, okay. Did you guys hear me in there?
How could we not?
I was covering up the phone.
Oh, jeez.
It didn't work. Okay.
And you think that will work?
Tell Lexi she better brush her teeth, too.
For my dad, because she kind of took over. She didn't do it last night. I had to do it. No, I think I skipped accidentally last night brushing his teeth. You got to keep doing it or else you don't get your dollar every day.
My mom said she would pay me. How many Fridays?
Susie, did your husband ever call you and comment on the card?
That was at the end of it.
No. No, he never did. Obviously, he didn't like it, but we didn't speak for a while, you know. But now we're you know, kind of tight friends, you know. We're friends, but we went through that thing where we didn't speak.
Wow.
I hadn't sent him that card.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Because like every person that I've known got divorced, it's always been really bad, and then. They never talk again. It's like, even if they have kids, they never talk, ever.
No. Like I said, we went through, I think every couple goes through that, you know, after you break up, you know, you have many feelings, you know, you're sad, you're angry, and blah, 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 you know, I didn't speak for a while. But then after a while, you know, that shit goes away, and it should, you know, for the sake of the kids, you have to be civil. And then for the sake of yourselves, really, because all that harboring ill will and hate and whatnot, I mean, it just zaps all, you know, it just zaps so much of you, you know, and life is too short for that. So now we're tight, you know, we're friends again. I mean, it's been a while. I was divorced, 1980-something. I got divorced in 1980-something.
You know. I swear a lot of people's divorces happen either in the 1980s or 80. I know a lot of people who got divorced around like 88 and 89 and 90.
My parents got divorced finalized in like 83. I was like 10 years old.
Heck,
so.
My parents are still married 55 years after
God
this week.
Bless them.
That's good. Yeah,
I don't know
where
how my dad did it.
Well, my
I tell you.
My parents will be celebrating the 40th this year.
Most of my friends, you know, they're also divorced, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
They're
get married. I'm too set in my ways.
I'm too set in my ways now. I'm
independent
way
of myself. If I could have somebody to hang out with, that's one thing. But I don't think I'd ever could get emotionally. I'm too set in my ways.
No.
They don't like it. They can keep on walking.
No, Foster, no, puppies. Man, I don't want to get up from my freaking bed. Hey, Foster, every time you hear the little dog bark, you have to get off my freaking bed and make me get up to open the door.
Why are they barking?
Open yourself, puppies. Open the door. Go. He's done it a couple times. He's opened the door with his little paw.
Will you give him the keys to the house? Will he open the door? I mean, come on.
Puppies. No.
How many puppies are there, Terry?
He's not really a puppy. He's a dog. I just got one dog, and there's a little Pomeranian. She's like 6 years old.
Oh, the little teeny tiny.
She's like the queen of the house. She'll like fight him, and she'll like practically make his ear bleed or something. You know?
Ooh.
She's just, yeah, she'll like bleed a little bit. No, I don't want to.
You didn't get rid of that tornado. I mean, did you guys hear about
that? No. We didn't get
enough. Okay.
A certain area in Florida did, but no, not here. Nuh-uh. I tell you, I've been here since 2006, and we've had maybe some rain or whatnot, but I have yet to experience a hurricane. I hope to God I never do, but
you know,
I haven't experienced that.
I feel sorry for all those people like in Mississippi and...
Yeah, they always get it. Mississippi,
yeah.
Louisiana, was it Texas? Places like that, boy, they really catch.
Yeah, I guess there was one house where the house totally, you know, was devastated, and the mom covered her three kids over a mattress, and the three kids lived, and the mom died.
Wow, that's sad.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that little dog. You know, why are these little dogs so mean?
That little dog, she's a,
those
what,
dogs
I mean,
are
what
brave.
I mean, she doesn't sound like she's going to kick ass and take names. Come
like on. You could open the door and she would just like barking right in my ear.
Ow.
And there's like nothing out here either, and they're barking at nothing.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like my daughter's dog. You know, she, I don't know what's wrong with it. I think it's the female little dogs. You know, I don't know. When she goes outside, she just barks. And Tracy said, well, what the hell is she barking? There's no one here. There's no one outside. What is she barking at? I mean, she might see a squirrel or something, or maybe an owl. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the freaking dog is barking. I don't know what she's barking at. They just be barking just because
nothing
they can't.
Out here, guys. Stop. Come on. They're like the same color, too. They're exactly the same color. I didn't even realize that when I got him. Come on. No.
You know what? I wonder when they're going to cut us off.
Well, you know, every time you say that, then within the next 5 minutes, I get cut off.
Oh.
Are you okay?
No. What's wrong with you, Roxy? You're acting weird.
Maybe she's trying to warn you with something. Maybe
I know, like
something,
there's an earthquake coming or something. really, that there's an earthquake coming.
No, but you know, that's true. They can sense stuff like that. Yeah, they can sense stuff like that. So maybe you should take cover.
I know.
Okay. Okay, but you guys don't understand what Terry does to me sometimes.
I think Terry has issues.
And Terry and I both have issues, but no, she would call me up, you guys, and go, I cannot do it like she does it because the way she does it is so well.
Earthquake. Oh, my God, I'm having an earthquake. Help me or something. I'd say it really serious, though. Ooh, I found some cookies. More cookies still. Shoot.
Oh,
you found cookies?
Yeah, they're still in the cupboard.
Now she's eating. Go ahead, Terry. Just, you know, go ahead.
I read today that Hugh Hefner paid to fix the Hollywood sign
here.
Oh, yeah.
He said what?
There's some California rolls in here, too. Damn it.
If Hugh Hefner did what, Bridget?
He donated money to save the Hollywood sign.
Oh, yeah. Why were they going to take down that sign? What was the whole purpose of that?
That's the whole part of Hollywood is seeing that sign.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Like,
so why were they going to, why were they going to get
know.
Rid of it?
I know it was on the internet, and he saved it. He donated all the money to fix it and save it.
Oh, okay. Well, he's got
this
it.
This is Hugh Hefner, right?
Yeah.
He's got it.
Of course, he's got a bucket
funny,
loads of money.
Was
hell,
in a movie
can...
about him, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Huh?
Becky Herbst was in a movie about Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going now. I really want cookies. Thank you.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my Lord.
I'm not giving you one, Foster. You don't get a cookie. No.
Well, then why are you eating that in front of her? You know dogs beg. She's probably got her little front paws on your leg, right? And she's begging, right?
No, I give them. I'm always giving them fast food like French fries. Yesterday, the other day, I practically gave them all of my chips
Subway.
Because they were so salty, those Fritos, and they were like really, really salty. I could eat them all.
So that's right. Give them to your dog and let her have high blood pressure.
Well, he'll eat just
about it. Kill her. Yeah.
Just about it.
Hello?
Amy, yeah?
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay. I thought I was cut off. I felt like I was going to the Twilight Zone.
I know. That's what happens to me. I'm like all talking, and then it's like, and then it cuts me off. I hate that.
Oh, gosh. Maybe one day we'll have something to really talk about, like some Jason and Liz news.
Yeah, some good liaison news to talk about.
I'm going to miss the old little Morgan. I love how he told Jack.
I know, me too.
I thought he was a good little actor.
They could have kept him and worked around, I think. I think they...
Come on, puppies.
I mean, what is the excuse? They want to just make him older? Are they going in, what's their famous line? A new direction?
When they do things like that, to me it's like a new direction or something.
Oh, new direction.
Give a heave-ho because of a new direction.
Yeah.
Maybe
do they know what the
older?
Direction is other than going down the toilet? I mean, what other direction are they going on?
I know. Even this one, I'm actually taking a liking to the new Michael.
Really?
He has his moments. I mean,
I'm kind of liking him. I mean, I still have to.
I don't think he's
going to
stay in prison. I think he's going to end up getting out.
He will. He'll get out. And I think that the choice that remember Steve. There was an interview Steve Burton said that. They asked him that he makes a crazy choice, and I was reading it on the Rotary. It says this crazy choice is like Michael goes to jail, and he has Lucky, like, arrest him, Jason, for something. I don't know what, but he's going to break in there and try to get Michael out with the help of our not-so-favorite gal, you know, or something.
Oh, so she's going to bust a man out of jail,
but the plan with Sam goes awry. That's why I put in something with that.
Doesn't
plan.
It always?
Come on.
She's probably going to need
no.
She goes in there
come
to
on.
Save Jason, and Jason probably ends up saving her ass because every time she tries to do something.
You know what?
You know.
Yeah, and you know what? I think Sam, you know, okay, well, I was watching the trial at 2 o'clock in the morning this morning. I kept thinking. And I almost texted my little buddy over there because I'm like, wait a moment. They kept saying about Sam, about Sam, and they called Sam was there. And I kept saying, you know, this
wow.
will be, yeah, Carly. Okay, and I'm thinking, you know what, Get Sam on the fucking witness stand. He was fucking messed up for all of her crimes. All of her crimes. And for all of her, like, crimes he ever did. And then she would get in jail or something because she can go and hit every guy on the show and she would never get arrested. But if it were Carly or Liz, they would get arrested.
You know what? I feel so freaking fat. I just said that to Carly. Yeah. I feel so fat today.
Well, that's what happens. You know, you get the bloat.
Yeah,
you get all bloated. You can't zip up your pants from yesterday to today.
I know. Filet tonight, and I really didn't eat anything today, though. It made me feel much worse. My stomach feels so big.
Bloat.
Oh, man.
And you know what? I think guys still have their periods that sound good sometimes.
I know. I was sitting in my group, so I was like, man, why do women have to go through freaking so much.
So much crap.
Yeah, this pain, and I think it's because we have a high tolerance for pain. That's probably why, you know, we can handle these periods and these whatever premenstrual, like the pain and all that, and then giving birth. And it's because we have a high tolerance for pain in the womb. I don't think guys would be able to handle none of that stuff.
Well, my mom and my sister and I would be around the same time, and my brother and my dad, I mean, all we would be so cranky. They would leave the house. They would go, we are going somewhere. We don't know where we are going, but we are getting
out of here.
Yeah, because I would be like on this kick. I would look at my little brother and I'm like, you need to go, or you need to find somewhere to dispose of you because you're a guy and guys are bad.
Oh.
Yeah, I would get like that. And, you know, and then, but my dad would take them out because, yeah, I mean, not that we were mean, but we were cranky and, you know.
What was this about? Was it when you were on your period or something?
Yeah, because my mom and me and my sister were hit all at the same time.
Oh, shit.
That and was EMS and all that other stuff. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That must have been. Oh,
I guess if I was a guy, I'd get in the wind, too. Shoot. See ya. Living on a pia.
Yeah, because one of my brothers said to my sister, oh, it's nothing what you guys have to go through. And
how does he know?
I don't know, but he looked at, you know what, he ran so fast because.
No guy should ever say that to a woman.
How the hell do they know? Are they experiencing any of this?
Oh, my God.
No.
And if they are, then they got some real.
You guys.
What?
Bridget?
What?
Bridget?
Oh, Bridget's gone?
Oh, shit. We lost Bridget.
Oh, well, she. Oh, look at Bridget.
What?
Oh, well. Oh, man.
You totally lose her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's funny, if Carly were to say, Terry, are you here? I would probably fake it and pretend like I'm not. Or pretend like I'm not here.
Hey, where are you?
I just thought maybe, but no, because, you know, we were all talking, I didn't even hear Bridget, and like, that's not good. Who is Galway? Is that usually the guest?
Yeah, well, you should be her. She's on.
Who's on?
You're on. You're on as guest 7262.
I'm not doing any. Oh, I'm guest.
Yeah, you're.
Oh,
guest.
I guess I don't have a name, huh?
No, because you're not called in. Okay, Foster, don't you be throwing up when you hear the dog barking. Rocky, shut up, man.
Shut up, Rocky. Shut up.
Man. Oh my gosh. I hope I don't have to hear this all freaking night.
Okay, you know what? I'm keeping my phone on just in case anything happens now.
In case anything happens, like what?
I'm not saying the E word, but with the way the dogs are acting.
This is the first time Roxy's ever barking at night like this, and then it makes Foster all anxious.
Roxy is trying. You see, you people don't listen. She's trying to warn you.
Oh, about
there's something wicked this way comes. She's trying to warn you people.
Maybe the whole world's going to end or something, or maybe just California's going to have a major earthquake. And
I mean, come on.
All going to die or something.
Okay.
Trying to tell you something.
Why are you telling me this?
And then Carly will never see me ever. She'll never
That's
ever.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, you guys are not helpful.
I'll be dead in the rubble or something.
Right.
Okay.
And then, Terry, when you really call... You say, yeah, right.
That sounded freaky. Yeah, then I'll be, yeah.
And then we'll come on daytime after dark, and when she say, you know what, girls? I really think something happened to Terry. I really do. I think she called in the other night.
I'm in the rubble. Help me, please. I'm dying. I've been on the rubble for 2 days.
All right. Keep on talking.
You haven't heard from me. I've been trying to call you and call you and call you, but my hand wouldn't work. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I don't know, Shirley. What I think you're rubbing off on me too, man. Now I'm gonna be joking with her about that now. On the phone.
What?
I'm gonna be like whispering, Carly.
I'm
stuck in the
rubble. Help me.
I just tweeted Bridget, and I said, I'm sorry that you got cut off.
Well, shit, I think she knows that by now, Carly.
I know, but no, usually when she gets cut off, she's still in the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How can you... Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, don't get that. I don't care.
What did she say? You're okay. Oh, my gosh.
What time is it there?
Huh?
What time is it there, Shirley?
1:49, and my phone's getting ready to cut off. I hear beep, 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 beep. So I'm getting ready to get, I'm going to disconnect myself. And my phone's getting ready to go out on me.
For what? You have a doctor?
Uh-oh, I hear a man's voice now.
What?
Yeah, that's Carrie's dad.
Okay, all right. Well, my phone's getting ready to cut off. I think I'm going to have to leave. I'll see you guys on Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Oh, Carly, are you on?
Hey, yeah, why don't you call me when you after you wash your clothes?
Okie dokie, I will. I'm going to go have a shower and everything and all that, so.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.